Blog Talk Radio.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it? Like to hear it? Here it go.
Free your mind.
Now, let's listen to one of the best. Let's get it on. It's Dry Bones, your host for the Helios Biblos Hour, the Book of the Sun. And guess what? Vindication every day. I mean, I just get calls from people that out of the blue. Yo, I seen that. What you think going to happen? I tell them, I don't know what you think going to happen. That's when they get the nerves. You can hear it in their voice. But I think they're going, all right, well, you keep thinking. Think on. Float on. We about to get it on this morning on the Helios Biblos Hour, the Book of the Sun. Again, let me get everything out the way Last week was Easter, the esoteric Easter. I had to go with part two because I didn't even get to all of the cult that Jesus actually represents symbolically. Well, we won't get to that. But today's program is called part two of the esoteric Easter with a little hyphenation of order out of chaos. This morning, you will hear for yourself, factually, of course, what I'm not saying, what the very people that you hold up to high esteem is saying right in your face. So it's only a matter of time before your back is up against the wall. That goes for everybody on this line. You're not exempt. I don't know if you thought you were exempt. Are you exempt from taxes? No, you're not. If you're paying taxes, I don't know. If you're not, who cares, right? You only care when they come to collect it. Ain't going to be no knocking at doors and shit. It's going to be a whole different ball game. They won't come to your door. And they already know you got weapons. That's what all this shooting's all about. See, today's program is Order Out of Chaos, the Easter part two. Well, y'all learn Easter is a woman who birthed her son. And that holy son is above our heads. And many of you say it's represents different things. We're going to see what it represents in each one of your own minds today. So that's what you're fighting for control over, your own mind. Remember we did some shows back in the back? See, I'll bring you back from the past, present, and future because, see, these shows all go together. Not one of them is not connected. But for many of you, we did a show on John Magufuli. Magufuli. I'm going to say John Magufuli, president of Tanzania. Remember I did it a couple months back when COVID was really in effect, and I said, Africa, I'll play clips for you. Africa says one thing and does another. Now, I ain't talking about the whole continent, different countries. We showed you last week the Easter of Ishtar, they use children. The cult of Lilith. Get the children. Got the children going in the mines to get the coton or the coton or the cobalt to make the batteries for the so-called Teslas that's running all through Dade County. Tesla's running all through Dade County, y'all. I mean, all right, I need to get me one. Must be some type of bonus or some shit because I'm seeing them everywhere now. Tesla in the news. But he ain't expressed that he got mining rights in connection to the Chinese. So he made a deal already with the Chinese. So that's what y'all see. See, I hope my man with the money game on. We're going to go money game on y'all today as well. So if you up there, Big Voss, you up there, let me know. Because, see, this money game is the game. It's the game. It's a secret game. It's like a genie board. All kind of four corners. Everything means something on that damn dollar bill. God damn. Anyway. So now, all that was going on. One country, Tanzania, said, hell no, we ain't going to go along with this COVID. Matter of fact, more research is coming to fruition that Gaddafi killed by Obama and the French president during the time when NATO was trying to get his foot in the door. Gaddafi didn't want it. That is new confirmation. Also, for y'all think I'm on bias or nothing, we tell the fact. Trump also playing some things. Warp speed. How he knew it was going to be warp speed. It's time for some questions and answers today because this is the esoteric Easter. Easter always got a bloody ending. Before the new resurrection. So just think of yourself as the passion of the Christ, everybody's lying. You're getting your ass kicked all the way up to Gotha. And remember what we said that symbolizes, fighting your mind. Now, let's get back to the reality check. When COVID was going on, this man said, nah, we ain't having it. Well, as you know, he's dead. He was assassinated. Now, here's what gets crazy, y'all. Y'all say numbers don't matter. Brother Eddie, I'm so sorry for cutting you off. I did not know you was cut off. So, please, if you jump in, I will make sure you stay on for sure. Here goes some numbers for you. Now, when he got killed, you know they waited 13 months before they put in the new female president of Tanzania. 13 months. I mean, here we go again. Numerology 101 on your ass. Every day. Every day it's a magic number. 13 months now since the assassination of the world's most only sovereign leader who waged open warfare against COVID-19. Within a few weeks of President Mofagani murder, his replacement, Samara Sulahan Hassan. Now, y'all look this lady up, please. S-A-M-I-A. Samaya Sulahan Hassan. Sulahan is S-U-L-U-H-H-U. She was appointed by the Economic Forum, one of the attendees. No, she was installed by the cabal for the COVID agenda. Told you it's nonstop. Now, the reason why I'm going this direction today, because I'm doing left brain, right brain. Since many of you only wanted to be here from Africa, we're going to give you a duality check today. Also, we got Jokes on Black America by Akon, who also affiliated with all this COVID stuff. Now, Akon only make $80 million in U.S. so-called net worth. Who is for $80 million does not fund an Akon city? So why don't y'all go look up for me so y'all believe in these people. But he was on Vlad podcast over on YouTube. And he, you know, this guy, Vlad, this is his name, Vlad. So I don't even have to tell you ethnicity. Vlad the Impaler, I don't know. Sounds like Ukrainia, Transylvania. Anyway, he gets all the black peoples, everybody, porn stars, you name it, that just give it all the gossip up on his program. And he's probably rich from you watching it. So free speech, right? Now, this man was joking about Africans, according to him. They don't see this. They don't see slavery. Now, he's supposed to be American Senegalese. Now, I'm dealing with Tanzania and Senegal. And this one here is built an Icon City. Looks like Black Panther, Wakanda. Like, they got the idea from that, you know, that type of stuff. And so I go look it up, but it ain't what y'all think. It's a whole bunch of investors that don't all look like you. So, you know. But anyway, he goes and says some stuff y'all will hear today for yourself. That'll be later in the program as we get deeper into this so-called right brain, left brain paradigm, what leaves everybody thinking America's not their home and Africa is. That's duality on purposely done. You will find out today on the Helios. Now, let's go with it. This sister, look like a sister, look like your aunt, over in Tanzania, implementing all kind of COVID stuff on the people. Now, this is what they said. The country, she took, first thing she did after the 13 months of the death of the president, within 13 months she come in, first thing she do is, what y'all think she did? She launched a fair campaign by the media, images of COVID patients, hospitals, and then she put tight COVID controls at the country's airport and borders. The people are now saying she is poison, were often heard in the streets of Tanzania. Now, where's that news at? Y'all believe in the news, Fox, CNN, NBC, everything. You probably hear this for the first time only is some of y'all on our radio. True news, north, east, south, and west. The news is an anagram for your brain. Which sector do you want to hear today? Let's go into the east. Now, here it is that Akon and his sister supposedly, and she looks Islamic. So go look that up. She looks Islamic to me. Y'all on the line able to see this? So let me see what she looked like to you. Now, all this is going on, and people trying to promote Black America to keep their images in this continent. Well, the continent is under attack. It done killed everybody who was against COVID. At least you over here are still living against COVID and able to say it for only a short period of time as you remain dumb. It's only going to be for a short period of time. However that short period of time is, you'll figure it out. So while you got free speech and able to go to a gun show today like I am, best to wake up quickly because she done took over the country. Everything. Now, y'all want to act like that don't make no sense to y'all. We spoke about it some months ago. We showed you. We did it. You can go back to the podcast. We told you that it ain't over there. But we got people thinking it's heaven now for Black America to go back to Africa. Now, this sounds like the same thing of the Liberian Project back in the day when white folks came up with this idea of repatriation. See how smooth this is? But see, that's because you don't know life, wet brain politics. See, everybody, you think you ain't picked it, but you mentally are picking who you are. It's only two ways you can go. Ain't no middle. Ain't that what your Bible books say? Ain't no middle. It's only hot or cold. If you lukewarm, what that mean? In the middle, I will spew you out. Wonder what that means. Now, let's get busy because we're about to get hot on the heels. All this is going on, this war, all this stuff. I'm going to name the general so y'all know I'm not making this up. NATO and everybody who is going to destroy Africa. This is the people who is behind the NATO takeover. Are you ready? U.S. Biden, U.S. Department spokesman Ned Price, Intelligence Secretary David Kettler, President of Poland. See, Poland's in this. Look at Poland's flag, everybody. It's the eagle, except the head is only one way. It's a double-headed eagle. It's the other way. And then the powers that be has a double-headed eagle. It's a crown at the top saying, I control both left and right. So get ready, because they're going to do what they've been promised to do, create a fake psyop that will kill relatively the right amount of people to get the desired effects of what you get. And that's what's coming. So get ready. This is what's happening. Now, here is also on the news front that you ain't paying attention to. They want to put mask mandates back on because many of you don't know that the pilots are passing out. Those who took jabs. Here's one of the pilots. His name is Pilot Bob Snow. Was told no jab, no job. Many of you might be hearing this again. And will probably never fly again. So Bob Snow, airline pilot, who had a heart attack on the flight deck, speaks out about the vax. Pilot Snow incident showed that the FAA has not only abdicated its mission, but it has weaponized COVID-19 vaccine policies and politics into put airline employees and passengers in grave danger. Now, how many of y'all know facts matter? All you got to do is go to YouTube and look up all of the pictures that people took across planes. They were happy to take them off. That's all you got to do. We ain't got to know news. Use your own brain. Go to your news, which would be YouTube for many of you, and you look up airline stewardess celebrate the mask mandate ending. Jumping up, telling people, throw your mask away. Black guy dancing. You got a black attendant dancing all through the aisles with the bag. Y'all been on plane. They bag you. Hey, throw this away. Throw that away. They were happy to throw the mask away. That just goes to show you. Now, the people want to wear masks. That's on you. You can wear them. You can wear them. If you die of something related to lack of oxygen, blame your goddamn self. Don't blame no Jesus. All this bullshit y'all going to be trying to blame. You blame yourself because you took a mask. Especially an N190, unless you're doing spray painting or something. But you trying to do that on an everyday with something of that magnitude? Man, please. All right, let's get back. So now we know that this is happening. And it's happening all over the country because they're keeping your mind on Ukraine. They took you from COVID to Ukraine. And y'all fell for it. Many of you have. Many of you. I see you. Facebooking it. really believe this shit on the side. Really, you pretend like you don't, but you believe it on the side. Y'all can stop it. Stop it. Won't even get on a plane. Can't get some of your women to go on planes with you still. Scared. Having a heart attack. Unless they want to go somewhere, then it's, they'll put on three triple masks and shit. This is what's happening, because the whole world is a masquerade. And then the last thing we're going to cover today. See, you thought the election shit was over. It ain't over. It only over because the news don't show you that they in court. War of law and order. They show you that on TV every day. And that war got all y'all following it. Which one you going to take? Now, some states are going to implement the mask mandate over court rule. That means they are going against the federal court, the courts. So now you know anarchy is in the street. So Batman is real, because you will be doing the Gotham City. Anarchy is what you seem to want. That's all of you out there. Everybody. Because you're watching this happening. You can't get a conversation for anybody to do nothing. We got old timers from the old time stuff saying Africa. We're going to prove today of Africa for real. But I don't see Africa being for real for us. But you can believe it if you want to. All I know for sure, after you listen to some of this today, you make a logical conclusion. Is this a game? Is this a game to make us have two paradigms, the left and the right? Now, I got to give my man some credit because he was on my program, and I just have to give credit where credit due to people. So, you know, we give homage to people on this program who was on this program. You just look to the archives and say to yourself, wow. Listen carefully. Put your mind in the mind of your body. Just think about the antibodies in that shot made cancer more relevant, because cancer could run free now. It has nothing to stop itself. So it will create anarchy in your body. That's what you're creating in your politics. It's called order out of chaos. Prepare for the Helios.
Man cannot move on this earth without two legs. He cannot do any work without two arms. You can't see very well without two eyes, two ears to hear correctly. So man cannot move around the earth without his two legs. Birds cannot fly without two wings. They can't do it while one wing don't work. They have to have two wings operating together, a left wing and right wing. And so we now know that this is how the world is actually being able to be moved. People in high powerful positions can move this whole world. Why? They can either move it to the left or to the right. The left is always the communistic, and the right is always the nationalistic. It's the what we call the National Socialist German Workers' Party, Nazis, or the Communist Party, which is the Democratic Party. Mm. And so it's been known that you can't go anywhere if you don't have two of everything. So if you're going to walk, you need two legs, and you can't walk on a glass surface with oil on it. It's just not going to work. You need friction. So if you can't walk on a marble or a glass floor, if it's got oil on it, why? Because there's no friction for you to walk. You need two different legs, and you need friction for you to walk and for you to move. So if the international bankers want to move the world towards something, they will cause friction. International friction or international strife and wars. It will cause kinds of wars between people, between religions, between governments. They are financing, organizing, and directing all of this wars and all the tragedies. And this is why even the Masonic Order has the term ordo ab chao, order out of chaos. Order out of chaos. Mm. And this is why when I was a kid in school, when somebody would say something in high school and junior high, get a life or wake up, it meant that you're ignorant and ill-informed. You need to get an education. And so they make a television show. What was it called in the 50s, that TV show, was Get Smart. Yeah, that's what it was. Get Smart. Mm-hmm. Well, in high school, for me, when I was a kid in high school, Get Smart, somebody told you to get smart and implied, go get an education. Wake up, you're stupid, you're ignorant. Get smart. And so they make a television show in the 50s called Get Smart. And in Get Smart, there are two sides. There's an evil side and there's a good side. And what are the two sides in television comedy, Get Smart? There was one was called Chaos, and the other was Control. Mm-hmm. Why? Because that's how you control people, is you cause chaos. Because if you walk on glass with oil, there's no friction. So you've got to have friction. You've got to have people fighting each other.
What's happening today? You got to have people fighting each other. The mask, the unmask. The vaccinated, the unvaccinated. See, you see the game here? Being played right out with you as the major characters. So as we speak, we'll open this mic. I want y'all to hit on what y'all been hearing. Put it together. Africa. Africa's telling us one thing on over here. But over there, it's a whole different ball game. They under lockdown, super suppression, kids getting the coltan, working like slaves, and y'all acting like, y'all, I tell you what, black folks who want to go there, take your asses over there right now, mortgage your houses, go to that so-called area y'all believe is Kumbaya, put your money where your mouth is. Call Akon, tell them you want to go to Akon City, see if you can get housing like they get over here. Let us know. You're always talking that African shit. Take your ass over there. I got Jamaicans talking about they going to Africa. I got Haitians talking about Africa. Black folks talking about Africa. Take your asses on over there today. Come on. You got the money. Got more money they do. Got Rick Ross over in Africa recently. Bet he won't go live in Africa. He might go live with the tribal sheikhs and sheiks. But he ain't going to live where he was at. He just came on TV. They put themselves on there. They go make this jihad over there, talking about the dungeon. Well, tell me who built the dungeon. Who built the dungeon? Wasn't white folks. White folks built the one in Salamanca in Spain. The white folks built the ones in Cordoba. Those are the ones the white folks slaves built. Think I'm lying? Go look up the Barbary War, Tribal War. So I know who was built by who. Probably the Senegalese put their own people. Then they got some blacks to come over here who was nationally from America and say they want to move to Liberia. All this under the skies of civil rights. See, two fractions. We got blacks who want to stay here and we got blacks that want to go over there. Looks like the blacks that want to stay here is winning. Let's open up the Helios because we're going to get hotter as time goes on. 8554, you on the Helios.
What up, bro?
What's up?
Fresh back from Memphis. Okay, Memphis with time. This Somalia. Yeah, don't even get me started on that. With this Somalia chick. Now, look up. When she got out of school, she worked for, she got connected with this project called the World Food Program. Now, what the World Food Program is under the United Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Go chew on that one. Now, second, when she took over for president, now when we're talking about the numbers, you mentioned the number 13. Now, one of the constructs she instituted related to the COVID was a 14-day quarantine for people coming into the country. There's your 13, 14 right there. Mm-hmm. Now, also, she was already a member of the World Economic Forum when she was vice president.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it don't get no simpler than this, but now going back to the Ukraine thing now, it's a lot of information now coming out from what I've been reading that we've been talking about. I ain't going to say everybody, but don't be surprised if you go back and do the research now with this whole Biden 100 thing, Ukraine situation. Don't be surprised if the Wuhan virus actually came out of Ukraine, but they was blaming China. It's like I said, once again, they got us looking in one direction, but reality, stuff was happening on the other side.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. Go ahead.
Yeah. And something I found out yesterday, well, it's been going on here for a while. We put all these high people in these prestigious platforms and everything. I don't know if I told you this or not, but you know that Tiger Woods, they're getting ready to build an exclusive golf course here on the southeast side of Chicago, not too far from where they're supposed to be putting that presidential center. Now, you got niggas talking about holding Obama, oh, he was the greatest president, black president we have, and all this other bullshit, but that motherfucker is still responsible for people getting displaced out their own neighborhoods and stuff, because when they put up that, when they're putting up that presidential center and that golf course, that's going to price out a lot of black people from living in the neighborhood they grew up in.
There you go. Hold on.
80, the same neighborhood I was in yesterday. It was about 81 degrees up here yesterday. You still got niggas walking around with masks on. The governor last week just announced that you don't have to wear the mask here no more on the buses. Guess
what?
They still wearing them.
Right, because what's happening
and,
is they brainwash.
And you got people here. Right, right. And just within the past 2 weeks, talking to people here, they still are saying that Biden is a better choice than having Trump in there or any Republican. They still on that dumb shit.
Now,
and you got
black
people still believing that we should go back to wearing the mask again. They believing that all the COVID is coming back now, we should be wearing the mask.
Right. Now, this is what
I don't know what
saying.
Else to say, bro.
No, no, you're saying what you need to say. That's why it's called the real news. This is coming from fact. If we watching this and noticing, you see the opposition, what they doing. They got the group. They got the group that would be the most foolish to promote it. They got the group. Y'all should just know you of that group. You may not be of the ignorance of the group, but you of the group. So the ignorance of the group, like he say, get smart. This is where they got our people. They in a non-smart dilemma here. You said something about all your governors and them heavy investors in marijuana. Yet, most people in jail for marijuana. So let them out. I ain't say let the crazy killing their mamas and grandmamas and raping the daughters. We ain't say let them out. But they letting the people who are now they profiting off of the most is marijuana. They sitting there for nonviolent offense. It wasn't violent. It just had some marijuana. But we got people who want to kill the marijuana dealer and you with them. They getting out. So this is why I say opposition is really working. We got to see the play here for everybody. One more
thing before you go to the next caller. Look up. It's a group called the World Economic Young Global Leaders.
Yes, it.
Look that up because they got people in different places and all these corporations putting their agenda. So they're black people, they're white people, they're Jewish people, they're Indian, Mexican, Puerto Rican, every color of this bag of Skittles you got, they got them in places now.
They say free your mind because color, you believe in color like En Vogue say, you don't know the game, man. They got people like you just said. Now, Dana Perino from Fox is of the Young Globalists. She went to Klaus Schwab, Young Globalist thing. We did a program.
There you go.
So a lot of these people, we gave y'all a list. The program said they was all on the damn. I said, well, damn. Klaus Schwab had all. Now, what you said earlier about controlling that food, Henry Kissinger said that they must control the food supply in order to pull this off. They absolutely, with Bill Gates is buying all the farmland, remember months ago, everybody just got that out your mind. Yeah, you forgot, not y'all on this line, but many have forgotten, including family, that they Zillow buying all the houses and Bill Gates is, and China's backing it. So this is why we say today on this program, you got to get the real, unadulterated facts. Can't be sugarcoated. And again, Trump, regardless of foolishness that we have to go on what policies. I know he got some indictments out there. He a pedophile. I'm on all the news. They claiming
right.
All kind of shit going on. Now, I'm going to ask y'all some questions out here now. If y'all was about to be president, given the power to be president, should we be nervous about y'all passes and what we all did? And that goes from all of them, Biden. You see all of them doing the same thing you do, your family does, people in your family do. So they are really part of this whole dynamic is us included, because what you see in Hunter Biden do, tell me y'all don't know nobody, somebody, friend, fiending, all the time, all that shit.
The slope with that is just the information is coming out, but then at the end of the day, these people are not going to jail. Clinton
to jail.
And all them, yeah,
right.
they're not going to jail.
They're not going to jail. Now what happens is now we
who's protecting them?
Who's the charade that's being played now? Remember, according to white people who are on these lines listening, you the one sending the information about Trump. Had now failed in his derelict duty of letting them do what they did, because they got these laws that people don't know about. So right then and there, we got to look at why and how did he know Warp Speed was going to be the name, and how he would know that the vaccines was already made. It had to be already made, because it's impossible to sell that they were done just out of quickness. It's impossible. So now we at the point where white folks, black folks, everybody over here, Hispanics, are now starting to see this charade, and now we're looking at who is who. This is where that Bible story come in for y'all, the wheat and the tares. See, you didn't realize what it was going to be. It's going to be
said, we got to wake up to another reality, too. Like, I'm just speaking for here. You got a number of white people. I'm talking about not in Chicago, outside of Chicago, who ain't going for the shit. So it might get to a point where the few black people who really know what's going on might have to unite with them people if it takes to going out in the street and hopefully it won't come to that.
Depending on the average
black person here, ain't going to happen.
Now, for us here in South Florida, I said this to Brother Ray. I said we might have to join forces with those of Hispanic persuasion that is definitely on the same mind level that we on far
right.
as what's going on. Now, that's where we at in my area. And this is what's going to end up happening, because everybody is realizing, tired of looking at somebody tell. Now, black folks, if you believe, I'm going to take this on to another level, Tuxie boy, we're about to get hot up in here. If you believe what you believe, I told you. All you had to do was say, you know what, I'm going to just take my name out of both parties. You would cause a cataclysmic effect without shooting a gun. But you don't understand that concept, obviously. So this is why you suffer, because you think you're going to beat the Azazel with weapons, huh? Okay, let's get it on. 6661. They think they're going to beat the Azazel with weapons.
Hey, great daughter, my brother. Like our brothers, like one of our bones always say, boy, it's a great time to be alive. But I don't see it. I really don't see it, you know, even coming into fruition. Now, we're being attacked on both sides, and if you're not in the middle to see all both sides, at least you're six, you're in trouble, you know, one side against one another as this great economic forum takes place, you know, COVID, the great reset, and see a lot of things come along about that. You know, you spoke about Africa, and where does Africa stand? And I was watching a series about the same one you looked at with the kids going down and getting all of this minerals to make this battery. Do we know how much it takes cobalt or whatever to make one battery? You practically have to carve out the middle of the earth or whatever just to satisfy. If we're going to go to electric cars, electric tanks, whatever Biden was talking about, do you know how much cobalt it takes to make one battery? You practically have to just basically carve out the earth. And we're getting to that point besides the regular hole being in the center of the earth that they keep people from flying over and they take you the long way around in your airplane travels. But when you spoke about Africa and questioning the big question mark over Africa is that if the supposed church came out of Africa, Ethiopia, and where you have only you got 17% other than Christianity and the rest are Christians, then that says
Muslims.
A whole lot.
And Muslims.
And Muslims being, you know, in the mix with humanity and their views towards certain people, it's going to be a heavy fight because a majority of them are gone anyway. And then you have 17% that is into the other religions, Ifa or whatever. But a majority of Africa is in Christianity. So that says a lot about Africa right there. Yeah, that says a lot about Africa and where they stand. And I see this economic reset, which is already in effect. And then I watched Obama the other day. He said he's for Second Amendment, but we have to place more restrictions or more.
Yeah,
he didn't say exactly that, but he's saying it. He's eating
he
into the big
monitor,
word. Yeah, moderate. You know the misinformation. So guess what's coming? This so-called fall, and I hope people get out that color game about, you know, I spoke to my mom in the islands and stuff like that. I said, Mom, it has to be, you know, people have to want different because you go from one extreme back to the other party, one extreme. And then she said to me, you know what, some people had that mentality. I was born this, and I'm going to die this. And I said, damn, you mean they were washed early? And I was like, so when I use that comparison to some of the people who were led to the Democratic onslaught, and then I see the other faction, they're telling what's going on, but then they too had to be accountable, especially for Trump, if he knew warp speed was coming. And he said, well, they probably told us, well, if you take the deal now and you don't really expose what's going on because we know you're not a part of the swamp, then we'll let you live. And then we'll bring you back accordingly, depending on what's going on. Now, when I look at the Democratic side of the party, they don't have no candidate that's viable, they would want to take or they could prop up. So either they may talk Michelle into it or they may bring back Obama. And that's the only way that these so-called dummies are going to be, you know, want to go to the polls. See the polls? Either northern pole of your brain or the left pole or the right pole or northern, wherever. They're going to move them. So
that's why they say
using color.
Using color.
Yeah, that's the color
the
game
moderate.
Party.
And the word moderate.
Yeah.
Use moderate.
Yeah.
The word moderate, but they know it ain't no such thing because they want the moderates to come to either one of the sides. They even want the independent right now to come to one of the two sides because they know there's a void of voters who don't have no affiliation, and that's
yeah. And I'm independent, non-affiliated. But see, people don't get when you become independent, non-affiliated, you get more. I say bang for your buck because now they need your energy. They need your energy. See, when you Democrat or you Republican, that's how you got to vote. But there are some accordances where Republicans can go into other outside their district and vote for their candidates who they want to push it. But the only ones who are restricted are the Democratic voters. You got to vote Democrat, but that's not so the case because you can vote how you want to vote.
Right. And the thing with our population that goes on their job application as black or black America, because everybody that's dark as you is not putting them on the applications. I want y'all to know. So I'm going by applications.
No.
Applications is how you know the person's mindset.
The census.
Yeah, the census. So
and they're looking at the census, yeah.
Yeah, West Indies.
And so that scatters the money.
That scatters the money. There you go. Now, let's go with this premise because you understand.
And the gender thing, too.
Oh, the gender now has been placed in. Because before, I've never seen an application up until the last maybe 5 to 7 years that before it was never. It was male or female. Now it's other. It's other. Male, female, other. And some elaborate applications got you as male recognized as woman or female recognized as man, depending on who the company is. So this is what happened. Now, that story, I'm glad you're with me. You brought some good points up there, brother. Let me get everybody in here, get all the calls in before we get to the 11 o'clock. I'll be getting you in next, 3364-1300. Got all y'all getting ready, so get ready. Like I said before, it doesn't it look strange that some of these court cases by judges in the high court, some in the lower appellate courts, seem to be being shunned by the states. Right then, you can see, everybody, that the states are slowly succeeding. Remember, they're not no longer following the Constitution. They already named your state sanctuary. That means all can come. Ain't no border.
Right.
All can come. Now, this is already, this is how they thinking. You heard the man say two legs. Men walk on two legs. Now, I'm going to show you all you in the craft or in the knowledge, period. Allah is what? Arm, leg, arm, head. Oh. That's why he said, man walk on two legs, two arms, two eyes. All talking about the man, human body, and with women too. But the woman, hermaphrodite cult, that y'all don't like to talk about, the Baphomet, seems to come from the area we're talking about, Africa. I'm going to prove it right now. So we, before I bring the next call, facts matters.
And we got, ain't no accident, we got a Baphomet statue up in the state capital, Springfield, Illinois. And as soon as the statue put up in there, here come Pritzker. That ain't no accident, bro.
Ain't no accident. I'm telling y'all. Hey,
and look
at
all the other places in Michigan and other states that Baphomet just happened to pop up.
It popped up all over the place. Minnesota. Oh, I mean, little kids in front of the Baphomet got statues with two little kids pointing at it. I said, boy, if you don't know the occult sign, you really will be in the dark. They have eyes you cannot see.
Hey, Bones, and to add to that Baphomet thing, this thing that Governor DeSantis said with they claim don't say gay, you know,
that was to halt
the Baphomet agenda because they wanted to teach kindergarten K through whatever third grade or whatever about changing this, or they, you know, if you don't feel like you're a boy, or, you know, you can feel, and he said, hold up, and then Disney jumped in it. And now you got some of these dumbass Negroes around here talking about, oh, don't even know what, didn't even read the six-page bill. And they so, in frenzy about the gay and da-da-da, but that was part of the Bible right there.
If you're going to teach
K through, you could change
the
sex back to.
Now,
and Disney stopped and dropped after that too.
That's right. But think about what they're doing. They got the parents out the picture. They stripping the parents out their powers because now your child can come home now and say, you know what? My teacher told me I'm a man, and she could be a little girl.
Wow.
And embrace. See, that's why the parents have to because of y'all original patent. See, that's how they know the backlash is gonna come in. From the parents, that's why they're nervous about this election, because the parents going to wake up, and I'm looking at the black women parents, mainly, because, again, we understand the plight, supposed to be a disproportion of men to women. It's more women than men, but as far as y'all having men seems to be a big issue, and it seems to be going where a lot of women are seeing this concept of they don't care. All ethnic groups in Miami, Florida, you can have any ethnic group you want, basically. It's really a go-for state. So what I'm seeing here is that these women are going to have to come up just like they would have. Think about it, y'all. That's like the women is watching men become women in front of them. Some are embracing it because of the cult. Others are doesn't even know what this is about. So you got
the Wayne Wade family.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she's in the cult. She's a Wiccan, but no doubt about Woo. It. You can see the way she dressed, the way she handled herself.
Gabrielle Union.
Yeah. Look at the name, Gabrielle, the Archangel, and the Union. Okay, the Unicorn. Now let's do it. Let's get ready. I told y'all we ain't playing with y'all today. Let me get one more call before I go crazy. But I'm just say this before I do. Africa. All y'all out there talking this shit. The word is monism. M-O-N-I-E-S. This was what they viewed as a metaphysical, that reality is unified whole and that all existing things can be ascribed to the described by a single concept or system. These same people were called monophysite. This came from Dr. Williams. If y'all was into Dr. Williams, boy, y'all would know. Monophysite was the early post-Nicaic heretic group that urged that Jesus, Yahshua, had single divine nature and denied more orthodox views of Jesus, Yahshua, had a dual nature. What was dual nature is the key there, y'all. Fully human and fully divine. When we spoke to you earlier, we said the divine first was a female. See how they cover that up? Fully human and fully divine. That is also the hermaphrodite call. The early existence of hermaphroditism were not condemned, were in fact advocated by a number of the prominent church leaders of the post-Nicaea, Council of Nicaea time. That means the woman was the holy divine, and the male was the fully human, and he became the hermaphrodite cult. Now I'm even go further before I bring y'all in here, because we ain't gonna take no foolishness today. Coptic, Ethiopic, a member of the Ethiopic branch of the Afro-Asiatic language, fully described in the ancient Egyptian language. Coptic is the official language of Egypt around the 13th century, and was placed by Arabic. Not European languages, by Arabic. Nowadays, Coptic Christian Church all speak Arabic as their everyday language. But the Coptic is the religious ceremony. And here's why facts don't matter. Dionysus. This is the whole cult of you Holy Roman Empire's believers. Y'all said both God was both son and Jesus was man. So they see another union. Anytime you see union of any group, you're talking hermaphrodite. It means divine union of the sexes. Let's get the call going, baby. I'm about to get hot. I ain't even at 11 o'clock yet. 3364.
Hey, Yehudu, man. Yehudu, my brother and family.
What's up, my brother?
Well,
what's
up?
Everybody talk about two this. Okay. But the Creator gave us one motherfucking mouth. And so that means you're supposed to be slow to fucking speak. That's everybody, including me. And do research. Not everybody on this call, because y'all are some smart people. I like this circle here on this just your call. And I'm going to say something that I hope y'all don't get pissed off. Just for me.
Go ahead.
I ain't going to tell no lie. I'm 64, and I don't understand no woman. So in my eyes, any man think they know about women, they're a damn fucking fool. That's why they call them women mysteries. Mister, so I'm still learning about women. And since you said
yes, sir.
Some dude shit, bro, they do colds and shit with their hairstyles, man. Especially the ones that do the braids. Okay, back in so-called slavery time, women was, the way they braid their hair, they were doing other signs to other women and colds. So I found out another cold, recent cold, they got not. Okay, do y'all see these women, what they have, long on one side of here, the short, damn near bald on the other side of the head, right? Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Can any of y'all men tell me what that means? Hell no, y'all can't.
I would think it's LGBTQ.
What you think? I don't know.
It's a double code, man. You're right. It means they ride both sides of the fence. The long hair, they fucking men. Short side of the head, they fucking women.
Yeah.
That makes sense. They ride both sides of the fence.
That makes sense to me.
That's, Yes, sir. When you see a woman like that, you better say what kind of game she running. So you might try, me, I'm going to try to get in the middle of her. I'm going to say I want her. They make a
sandwich.
West, West Sandwich. Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm not even gonna go there. All I can say is you got the best of both worlds in that one, baby. The best of
yes,
both
sir.
Worlds.
And,
yeah.
Yes, sir. And the main witch is that damn Jada girl. That Jada Pinkett, she's the main witch, man.
Oh,
look at the spell
man.
She got on Will, man. That bitch
yeah.
got some spell on Will.
Dude, I'm gonna tell you a story.
If
you
I see her, I'm scared of her, man.
No, stay with me. No, let's just do the game. Don't go nowhere. Stay with me. Now,
yes, sir.
And
don't forget
point.
About the pairs of nuts too. That's another two on the mail.
There's two. Yeah, we need those two. And now, so let me just say this. Now, think about what y'all saying. Just combine that motherfucker together, the male and female, and she got a pussy, a dick, titties, everything, but it got dick and it got those. Now today we call them trannies. Now, some trannies. If you see them in real life, all these damn movies, they made up, they look like a woman. But in reality, when you see them in real life, they don't. So, you know, makeup is very important to this game. That's why magic is makeup. And also,
and the
think
hair.
About this. Think about this, job. Forget all that, but just say you've got a real, you just happen to run through a true mathematic pussy, everything. Now, here's the difference between why I say men cannot pull this off. The man on the Kama Sutra scale does not have the amount of openings that the woman has. The amount of erogenous zones that the woman has. The woman got breasts. If she got big enough breasts, you know the story. If she got this, now if y'all into ass, she got ass, vagina, head, all those is three plus titties, that's four, plus all other little objects that y'all can't imagine. Now this is why I say you have to look at why this war of the sexes is really happening. She able to take almost up to 2 to 3, 4 men on porn at a time. Because they're teaching porn now. They're teaching porn right now in college. So I was already talking. Mm-hmm. So I told y'all porn was bigger than anything because that's the magic. So you got porn stars who still in our midst made money being a sacred prostitute. I told you they was goddess bitches. I'm not running from that statement. Some women get mad because I said, I'm not running from your ancient name. You was called the goddess bitches. That's what you were called. India proves I'm correct. Now, if this is the case, don't it make sense why we can't figure them out? Once we separated, the war was on. The war was on.
Yeah.
And we ain't going to never understand it. If ain't that in your Bibles? You read the Bible. It says, who could stand in a house with a brawling woman? That's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
It's better
you ain't lying.
It's better to sleep on a rooftop than with a brawling woman. Ain't that what y'all Bible say? I know the Bible
yes,
fairly
right.
well. I don't know it greatly, but I know it somewhat. Let's go. You want to go back? Well, go ahead, Wes. Make another statement. Say some more.
Yeah, indeed. I sent y'all a picture of a snake mouth wide open, man. A snake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And that looked just, I swear that looked just like a vagina, man.
It is a vagina.
I sent the picture. And I said, what is that? And then it was zoomed into a snake mouth. And then when you zoom out, it's a woman with her legs open up, man.
Now, that's right. Hey, now, ask yourself a question.
Blew me away.
But you hit her nose. What's that plant that eats you? What's that shit that eats flies and snaps at? It's on the Adams family.
Venus fly trap.
Think about the name. Yeah. Venus vagina fly trap. Venus fly trap. Vagina fly trap. That's why us Libras kind of know women in a way because our sign is ruled by.
Yeah.
Let me go to 1300.
Hey, that's why I'm glad. That's why I'm glad I'm a Libra, man. We see all both sides of this shit, man.
Yeah, we the eight. We crazy
that balance eight. In the middle.
We crazy eight, baby. Yeah, the crazy eight. And I'll tell you right now, we're only getting started. Now, I want y'all to take a quick break, take a quick breather. Whew, we hot on fire. We ain't got hot yet. But Antoinette had some great shows this week. We had Norman Wheatfield on our program. Motown, great writer, California, all over the country. Some of the greatest hits, greatest everything. Please check our archive. We one of the few groups that bring Motown back on programs. That unbelievable history. Of Detroit. I got Reverend Pickney number. Thank you, Brother West. I'm going to try to get him on next week because I got a clip that is so devastating to y'all area It's almost frightening. And for white folks, I want to thank you for exposing it up there in Detroit, Michigan. For Reverend Picnic's listening, this thing is beyond normal, what's going on in these Great Lake areas. Y'all cancer rate is purposely being placed on melanization. If y'all didn't listen to Brother West when he said melanin was in the computers, I wanted to see if y'all was going to look up the stock. I ain't even going to go there. Where my man from, where you at, Brother? I'm going to start investing in my own, Brother. If I'm going to invest in myself, I must invest in what? Melanin 1300, you on the hood.
Yeah, man, melanin, all of that, man. I heard the brother talking about the cobalt. Don't forget about lithium, too. You got to have lithium to run power cells, solar cells, batteries, correct. So, yeah, man, it's all about this money game. You can just look at the news, what's going on with the Federal Reserve. Notice crypto family, it's going up and down. You know, like I say, man, anytime you attach a currency or a legal, try to make it out of a legal tender, it has to be backed by something tangible, like a natural resource or a precious resource, precious stones or something. That's why family, invest in these companies, I mean to say these countries that have a lot of precious resources in the ground, like Africa, like, you know, Zimbabwe. I'm not saying move there, but I'm just saying find out, you know, invest in the diamond companies like De Beers and those companies like that, the London Metals Exchange. And you got to learn the money language, and you will be able to become a millionaire during this transition of this pandemic. All this stuff is planned, family. Don't let nobody fool you. What is going on right now was already planned. They just needed something to blame on the collapse of the world currencies. And so it's going to make it look like it's order out of chaos. And that's exactly what's happening. But it's about the money game. You see China, everybody, also that One World, One Belt initiative that China and the BRICS nation has had going on for the last 7 years, all of this was a sabotage to that. China was supposed to already took over. Bro, they everywhere. I'm telling you, family, if you're too little, too late if you're not aware of this. And China's going to have the world reserve currency is what it is. And you can go and check out the IMF news, the International Monetary Fund. Go to their website and keep up with their bulletins. Keep up with their updates, family, because they literally have the say-so in who has the most high trade surplus. And a lot of these other countries like Russia, man, Russia is, they got one right here. Crypto could give Russia several ways to sidestep sanctions. And Bitcoin mining powered by embargo hit energy in just one, the IMF says. And I'm talking about energy is the way to go, family. Anything that's surrounding energy is going to, you see how the gas prices, somebody getting rich. Even though it's slapping the shit out of us, somebody getting rich of us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, these gas prices.
That's the game. Now, right. Now, somebody getting rich of the gas. But going to a part where, okay, we see that under the provision, Biden did make a provision, executive order, that they will jump into crypto. Miami is already a crypto city, y'all, if you don't know that. But something happened during the crypto conference. They had to shut it down early. We don't know if it was cyber attack. We don't know what took place.
Keep in mind, the Federal Reserve and most of the monetary giants who control and our monetary industries, they're the ones who put all the stipulations of how a monetary exchange is done. And they have what they call plunge protection teams. That's plunge protection teams are digital scientists that learn how to shut the market down and stop trading and et cetera. You know, they control it. That's why you got to understand that anytime you have paper currency, it can be manipulated, and that's what's going on. And see, that's why they're mad with China, because China, family, if you know how to do a foreign exchange, China's currency is $8 to the U.S. one. So just to put you on some game, because China's trade resources, China is the number one producer of steel, everything that makes China rich.
Rare earth metals.
Right.
Don't forget rare earth metals. Now, you said something over the line. What about what you said? Let me go with that. You said Israel is recognizing China. You sent me a video, a link.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go on to
right.
that. Go on
now,
to that.
We know about Israel, right? We know Israel is one of the most superb money changers. They were the king of the textile. They were the kings of, what it said in the old book of the Bible. It says that the money changers. Remember, Jesus was mad with the money changers.
Money changers.
Okay.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So they way back in those days, ancient days, the Israelites or the Israel, people of Israel, the fake whatever, Khazarians, they were running everything.
But not
and so they've learned that in America, they've taken over the entire, they're pretty much your stock exchange. And so they are your Goldman Sachs. They are your Morgans. They are your, Wahlbergs. Anytime you see the name Berg, man on the end of a name, another Jewish name is Howard. You see
Stein.
That type of stuff, Howard, like Howard
Stein.
University. What happened is Israel was the master of international trade. But now that China is the master, Israel does not want to fight that because Israel's always been about that bread. They always about the bag. I don't know if anybody be paying attention. They were the main ones behind the Muammar Gaddafi and got Obama to bomb Muammar Gaddafi. I don't know why the Democrats feel like Justin Kushner. Correct.
Go ahead, go.
Correct.
Go, brother. Keep going.
So, yeah, man, but it's all about that, man. And so now it's basically like they're waving the white flag. They don't want to be left out because U.S. is an empire. We know that. We got the Empire State, and that's New York. And we're not going to submit defeat. But most of these countries are saying, hey, man, China's in control. And we just got to get on board because they already got the infrastructure in place, bro. It's all about make you a dollar now. You know what I'm saying?
But it's going to be a shift. You said the infrastructure's in. I see it here in Florida. Anytime you can build houses, that means you got to go underground, add water pipes, add the sewage systems, everything. That's what I'm about. Mm-hmm. So I see it clearly. So they got infrastructure. Yep. So I don't contracts, let's be honest, probably got corporations behind us doing the work, which is huge. We got a tunnel being built into
and they have their civil engineers in place around the world.
Around the world. There you go. Civil engineers. Now, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, let's go with another point. Disney. If y'all didn't know that, guess what happened? DeSantis took their power. They no longer have their municipality power. Let's go with that one. You know about that. That's your area.
Disney World's going to lose all that land, man. That's one thing. Let me finish this up right quick. Bradley, just be very careful dumping on some of these hijacking so-called movement that's supposed to be so activist type movement like this critical race theory. I got a lot of relatives that are LGBTQ and I love them. They my brothers and sisters. I love them. They look like me. We grew up the same places. So we fight for the same struggle. But sometimes why would something be critical race theory and then within the critical race theory language it's got all kind of, we looking out for everybody. We looking out for LGBT. We looking out for midgets. We looking out for, you know what I'm saying? So what we're doing.
Midgets.
Yeah. Once we take on everybody's struggle, because wasn't no midgets hanging from these trees in America. Wasn't no damn LGBT hanging from these trees in America. Wasn't no damn Arabs hanging from no trees in America. So we can't let everybody come in and hijack our sovereignty. What's all to us, and once we get taken care of, then we'll be having enough strength to go ahead and help all the other groups.
But we're
not going to just lump everybody in as one big Negro. You know what I'm saying?
Then we left holding the bag. Now, everybody, put yourself on mute because we're going to do it. I got to do a break. Put yourself on mute. If you got to make noise, put yourself on mute for a minute. Don't take yourself out, but put yourself on mute because we want to make a commercial break before we take the next round. But let me say what you just said. We taking on everybody. You know is that every time a struggle comes, we got to be the black and then the brown. And the brown means another group. because everybody got melanin practically on the earth. So that's not the issue no more. It's tribalism mixed in with this melanism. So we got groups that are coming in looking just like you. I mean, you're having sex with them all the time, each other. It's just that when it comes to economics, even though sex is economics, but on a national scale, see what they said, two legs, one is a national left, right is communism. Now, you can ask yourself, black people, are you nationalists? Because, see, if black folks will become nationalists, take what I'm telling y'all, that means you have now taken on the mantle that this is your country. You never did that. You lying to yourself. You told me you did that. You didn't do that. You hate the country. And you've been taught to hate the country because by you hating the country, the original people, it makes it easy for you to let it go. This is after this commercial. We're going to take all calls. Put yourself on mute. I got two calls they're going to give me for everybody else. It'll be two.
It's funny five. How the black people, how you live up in Baltimore, you hate America, but then they're about to give you $1,000 universal basic income.
Yeah, ain't that amazing?
Come on.
Yeah, Hold on. Let me get the two calls. No, the 5298-7472. You are next after this clip. Go ahead briefly, Wes. 30 seconds.
That's why anything I put on when I write down my nationality, I put on a Native American, not no goddamn African American.
Yeah.
I'm Native. This is my damn land, and I wish my ancestors, when no devils came up over here, we should have killed their ass, man. Okay.
Well, you know what happened.
They were scouting for me.
Depending on what devil you is, because I keep telling y'all, when the ships came over, they were speaking Arabic, which is Latin. Let's get it on.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah,
you
will have sex with the same people. That's why we having sex. When I see somebody that's for instance, y'all think white people came. That's why you can't know history good. White people didn't come. It wasn't no white people. They were mulattoes and blacks. Plain and simple. No need to lie to yourself no more.
Right.
Mulattoes and blacks came from the Da Vinci Empire, the Medavincis, which is the Venetians. They were a mixture of African and European. And they came with the charter over from Morocco, who was black, brought them mugs over here. Slavery didn't even take place. Guess what they did, everybody? They took the Native Americans back first.
Yeah. Wow.
Who was the slave first? Hold on. See how you can lie to yourself over and over? Who was the slave first, everybody? Y'all got the lies on. If they came and then took people back with them, what you call that? Come on, somebody. All right, let's make it happen.
I am Leonard Patterson. When I was a young man, only 22 years old, I joined the Communist Party. I was a member of the National Executive Committee of the American Young Communist League. In 1930, I was the official communist candidate for election to New York State Assembly. I knew Gus Hall and other top-ranking American communists very well, because I trained with them at the Lenin University in Moscow. I joined the party because I honestly thought the communists were trying to help American Negroes. I broke away from the party when it became clear to me what the communists were really up to, was to use the Negro people in this country as cannon fodder in a violent and bloody revolution aimed at the establishment of the American Soviet dictatorship. It was that simple, and it is still that simple today. Make no mistake about it. What is happening in the United States right now under the banner of civil rights is exactly what has happened in China, in Cuba, in Algeria, and many other places around the world. When I was studying communist tactics and strategy in Moscow, my instructors emphasized the importance of using honest grievances and popular slogans as a smokescreen to cover up the true nature of the revolution. We were taught how to use propaganda and arouse the emotion of the masses. We learned how to set one group against the other and to make them hate each other. We learned the necessity of having martyrs. And we were even told how to create our own martyrs. If they did not, it matter the result from the atmosphere of hatred. We were taught the importance of getting large masses of people into the street for marches and demonstrations. And finally, we were instructed in ways to pick off riots and make them spread and to keep them going. When I returned to the United States, I was immediately given practical training. I participated in so-called nonviolent demonstrations that were deliberately calculated to irritate white people into violence against us. I personally was in charge of organizing a march on Washington to dramatize the Scottsboro Boys case. In New York, about 1935, a Negro boy was reported killed by the owner of a store while in the act of stealing some merchandise. Communist Party headquarters decided to make a march out of the boy. So we went right to work, putting out handbills and holding open air meetings. In less than a half hour after we started, there was a race riot on 125th Street, complete with smashing windows of white storekeepers, looting, and all the rest. I'm not speaking of things I read about. These are things I personally participated in.
I'm Julia Brown. For 9 years, I was a member of the Communist Party, serving as an undercover agent for the FBI. During that time, I learned that the communist conspiracy had been planning and working for years to bring violent revolution to America. It was to be a communist revolution, but the great majority of the American people would not be allowed to realize that until it had already happened. If all goes according to the communist blueprint, Americans will believe that the chaos and violence has something to do with civil rights. Our enemies were quick to find our weakest point for their attack. They knew that racial differences could provide them with an excellent wedge to divide our people. Their strategy simply has been to keep hammering on that wedge, to drive it deeper into our social structure, to open all wounds that have long since healed, and deliberately to create new ones wherever they can. Now, this doesn't mean that there isn't a legitimate need for the advancement of civil rights for many of our Negro citizens. Of course, there is a need there. Otherwise, communist agitators posing as civil rights leaders could never hope to enlist massive support for their schemes. The aspirations of Negroes for full equality were not created by communists, but they are used by communists in such a way that idealistic Americans of all races can be tricked into implementing the communist blueprint for revolution. Having been on the inside of the Communist Party, it's easy for me to recognize this revolutionary agitation in disguise. But the average American finds it hard to believe that something as worthy and noble sounding as a civil rights movement could possibly be a communist maneuver.
Communism must be built with not.
Now, I'll bring y'all in. 5298-7472. Now, you heard the man say earlier, he said, we would get white folks agitated. So everything that we thought in the civil rights movement, I want you to think about what these two people said, because they old. They, if you see this video, they dress old time way, back like men wore suits. She FBI. He was in it. He went to Lenin School. I had my sister who was a model who went to Russia. She even admitted that it was a whole different vibe there too, because the Russians was backing this. You see Gus Savage, New York. New York is the capital of free communism. It's the capital. Because you got a black mayor, don't mean nothing. He went to school probably with Lenin. All blacks at the time, including Paul Robeson, all had to go to Moscow to be trained. This is common sense, common knowledge, common facts. Yeah, we just
and look at who's the governor of New York, because at the end of the day, the mayor of New York has to fold to the governor. You got to look at her background.
Her background, Holcomb.
Yes, sir. And the main trick they ran on
us. About to have me,
it's the damn try to go to their damn restaurants to eat their garbage instead of going to our own shit. And that's what messed up our economy, man. We had a good economy when we was all black, man.
That's what I try to tell Ray. I tell Ray and all the rest of y'all listening. If you mm-hmm. give up your own economy to be told to integrate with a group who don't want to integrate with you, you creating chaos.
Yeah.
Let me get the
call. Yeah, but Brother Ray, he got it now.
Put yourself on
here, man.
I'm going to tell you one more time. Put yourself on mute. I'm taking these two calls. Put yourself on mute because I can hear you. You will be brought in, but we're trying to give respect for people so we can hear everybody's comment. 25298. You on the Helios.
Greetings, greetings. Peace and much love, family. How's everybody doing this great morning?
Very good. Good to hear you, bro.
Yes, much love. Real quick, let me get this off and start with the number of five, because again, do we truly recognize the damn game? We constantly say that game recognize game. By the number, five is game, 14. And the game has always been played with color. Color is 14. They changed the color and called it race. Race is 14. They've been playing the damn game since the very beginning. The game now, as you said, goes all the way back to the bitch. Bitch is 23, which is that five. Part of the game, baby. Because all the game deals with is a pussy. Pussy is 23 to 5. And let's not get it twisted. You mentioned Disney. Disney is 23 to 5. Y'all better watch that bastard and those people that work for him. Because, again, at the end of the day, the game is played with gas. How long do gas fluctuate every year, not just this year? Food, 14, both gas and food. That five, it's part of the game. We've been sucked into the game with this goddamn vaccine. Vaccine is 23. The vaccine was called the goddamn pandemic. Pandemic is 23. It's all predicated on death. Death is 23. We have to reveal, and that's what we're doing with each other. We're revealing the truth. Reveal is 23. See, because when we follow English 32 to 5, we are in the occult 23. The 5. It's a ball of fucking confusion. Confusion 32, the 5. We better get with the program and really recognize the game. Because biblically where we are, what they're talking about is this time we will be destroyed by fire, family. It's happening worldwide. The fire by everybody's pretense, fire 21, which is 3. Every fucking government is 39. 39 comes to a 3. The government is fucking you, having you take a fucking shot. Shot is 21. That's the fire today, baby. Stop looking for the brimstone and shit that they gave you to fuck your mind up with, because, again, we the monkey in the middle. Monkey is 14. The monkey in the middle is your goddamn brain. Brain is 14. You ain't recognized the game that your brain is being used for, because, again, they suck you into the two, which is no more than the androgynous on both sides, male and female. When you add it up, comes to the damn two. That's a coin, baby. Understand it has two sides. They've been giving you one damn side all your life. You never saw the opposite side. That's why coin is 11, a fucking two. We're here to give the information through communication. Communication is 38, which is the two. Coming from the universe, 38, which is a two. Directly to your damn mind. Mine is 11, that damn two.
Hey.
They got us on money. Money is 11. That's why that song says you got your mind on your money and your money on your mind. The numbers are the same, baby. Find the damn numbers, and we'll stop being tricked. That's why trick is 23, goddammit. Trick or treat, y'all. Stop being goddamn trick. It's all about the five, baby. I got five on it, damn it, and I'm staying on the five. Peace and love, family. I'm listening in.
Wednesday night, y'all better hear. I asked today. We just did a show. Y'all better do it with archives. We just did a show the other night, so y'all better jump on it. But now, hold on. I was about to go with that. Heads and tail. Which one y'all want? Heads or some tail? Which one y'all want? Just about to get out up in here.
Remember the villain from Batman, Two-Face? He always flip a coin.
Flip a coin. Heads or some tail, which means some ass. Head or some ass. Which one y'all want? It's about to get busy on the Helios. 7472. Let's keep it hot. We're about to get hotter right after this. Go ahead.
Greetings, Dry Bones, and greetings to the family.
Can't
and,
get no hotter.
You know,
can't get
Eddie,
no hotter.
Eddie put the numbers in place. You know, as above, so below. Right now, in our solar system, you have Mars, the planet of war. Mercury, the planet of communication. Jupiter, Saturn, and Venus, all in perfect alignment. They have been there since the beginning of this month. And what it's telling you, what the fifth dimension says, when Jupiter aligns with Mars, we're coming into the age of Aquarian era. And so what we're having is that as above, so below. And these alignments are creating the consciousness that is radiating down on this planet. This is why we're seeing all that is happening in the world, in this continent, in the world. And you hit on the part of the Communist Party. The Communist Party's symbol was a what? A sickle and a sledgehammer.
Hammer.
So this is what their sign was. That was in their flag, a sickle and a hammer. And that was the representation of the Communist Party, is to cut down and beat down that which is rising up. Because what they're knowing is that they are knowing that them as a people create the chaos in order to have us to do the work for them while they still stay in control of us. So what we're looking at, and somebody was talking about Israel and so I was talking about that part of the country being the money stewards, you know, as it says in the Helios Biblios, is that you give what is Caesar, Caesar's, and you give the creator what is the creator, because the creator doesn't need your money. And money, as I always say, is M-O-N-E-Y, my own natural energy yield. How do we use our energy? They told us when they made 2001 Space Odyssey. In 2001 Space Odyssey, it began with monolith. That was an extraterrestrial technological slab in order to introduce this planet to the technology, the artificial intelligence that was coming in 2001. They told you HAL. HAL was the computer that was deciding to say, I'm going to run this ship. Mm. And what have they been doing with computers now? They've been running the ships because the ship is your mind.
Woo-hoo.
Your mind is the ship. This is where they come with the commercial law, is because the human brain is 80% water. If they can navigate your mind through friendships, relationship, partnerships, then they can control the body. So what we're seeing now is the body of us doing, because this is process, and somebody was talking about LGBTQ. That is called gendercide. Gendercide is another form of genocide, because if you get the female to think she's male, and you think get the male to think he's female, and they just had a big thing in Jersey, I think it was, in the prison, where they put the transgender male into the prison with the women. Now all these women popping up pregnant.
Yeah, I seen that. Yep, go ahead. Yes, that was deep.
And so what you're doing, and what you're doing is that you're feminizing a people, and you're demasculating a people. The Georgia Guidestone says, and who was sitting there in front of Congress, but Major Green. That's her district.
Mm-hmm.
That is her district in Georgia, where the Georgia Guidestones are. This is why she is such a radical in doing what she's doing, because that's the energy that she is in control of, being the representative mm-hmm. of that district.
That district, right.
Where those Guidestones are in Elberton, Georgia.
Yep.
So what we're seeing is as above, so below. And so what we're now having to do is what Brother Ray is asking is to organize. No, we got to change the word. We got to reconstruct, because we're going through, after they had reconstruction, then they had the Industrial Revolution. Now we're in the Technical Revolution. We are reconstructing, and we have to go back to the internet, to the wood wide web, which is the forest and nature, to reconnect back to the planet, to connect back to ourselves, because we've been downloaded with everything to activate. Now our 12 strands of DNA are coming back. So what are we going to do to protect our children? Because
that's the battle. That's the battle now. You just hit on us a little.
Right. That's why they're doing what they're doing. And
so
trying
to
teach.
But if they could, you said they try and change the DNA. Obviously, they are changing the DNA, because we're seeing that people are having adverse effects.
If you take a shot.
Right. So at my point, let's go with that premise. Right. The shot, we know people took the shot. I'm sure you know people close to you took the shot. The shot has been taken by a lot of people in our own family DNA. So
right. But what
they're going to be already altered. Let's go with this premise, because you mentioned Space Odyssey. That was one of the great Stanley Kubrick movies, Space Odyssey. I mean, beautiful. That's where they got the idea of going to the moon. If y'all look at the conspiracy side of what they say, the moon landing was done in the studio. Y'all be the judge of that yourself. But let's go with that. If that is the case, Brother Kwame, Space Odyssey, the Black Stone, they went to the Black Stone over in Mecca. They say that's a meteorite. So a meteorite came down. Let's go with that premise, with biological alien entities, our atmosphere. Wouldn't that create an alien hostile takeover?
But they showed you that in the movie Prometheus.
Right.
The body that fell into the water and disintegrated into its DNA strands, and it's in
right.
the water, because what does water hold? Memory
right.
and consciousness.
Right. Right.
And so what they did is that they put it into the water, and this is what they're doing in the part of toxifying the water. But the thing that happens is, in the divine order of this planet, we had an ice age. Memory and consciousness of a million years ago, when all that ice froze, is now melting and coming back into the atmosphere with the alignment of what we have going on in our solar system. So memory and consciousness of the water and the cosmic consciousness combined is the energy that we are absorbing, or need to be absorbing, and need to be tuning into, and stop BSing with the BSers, because that's their belief system, not ours.
Well, that's, I'm glad you said it. So that's why they could be spraying the earth, so we can't get that energy. That's because, remember, Antarctica, all this, it is, they claim it's melting. It don't melt, have to necessarily melt at a degree of killing everybody at once, but it's melting enough that it may kill some, maybe 1,000 years from now, people be raised up, because I'm starting to see that they're trying to measure it, and the measurements, like you said, is astronomical, because you show it, he sure shows it, it's astronomical, so obviously we raising it at a certain centimeter per year, whatever the hell, I'll probably be dead
but
when it gets to the real level. How do you think about the Earth being changed? If the Earth is being changed, you think maybe these scientists out there know that they got to change the
DNA?
I don't know.
But the Earth is changing to save itself. The Earth is she is changing to save herself. She is mm-hmm. replenishing what man has been taking out of her. The oil,
so
the minerals. All of
so
this,
she gonna,
what she's doing is,
or is it a reset?
When something,
hold on. Is she going to be nice now? That's a reset.
It replaces.
It's, but hold on. Now, just you put it in the term of a woman, which I have no problem with. Let's be honest. In relationship, if you scorn a woman to the point where she now has been denigrated, like you say, Earth is woman. We done denigrated her. We done polluted her, suffocated her. We impregnated her with illegitimate fucking shit everywhere. You think she coming back nice?
The thing that yes, she's not coming back nice, but just like
okay,
any
she's not
woman,
coming back nice.
When
okay.
you scorn
oh,
her,
she's, not
she's
back going nice.
To show.
Right.
See, the part of it is your mother, our mothers will protect us even if we know we're wrong.
No, my mother whipped on my ass. I don't know about y'all,
she
everybody
that,
mama.
But she,
I'm going to tell you, everybody's mama, most mamas was the ones that was the enforcer when we grew up. But the daddies wouldn't do shit as far as real enforcement. They'd talk a little bit. But the mamas was actually, from my side of
the
perspective, y'all tell me if I'm wrong.
But
I don't see what being
nice. Where did you grow at? You grew inside of her, so she has a connection with you that your father could never have.
I agree, but she's not going to be nice. Because the most time I see
no,
women.
And Mother Earth is not being nice.
Right, so she's going to kill us.
No, she's not going to kill
us. Damn, knock
she's
the teeth out your
work.
Mouth.
Hold on now. Because I know there are women now. Let's be honest. I'm just going with your premise because it's the greatest premise there. Because if this is the case, the woman has been abused. The Earth has been abused, according to many of us. We see that. But sometimes I say the Earth replenishes itself. It don't even need our help. Because who are we?
It doesn't. Because
it
doesn't
need
us.
Help.
We the last
because,
thing was made on Earth.
Because now here,
it doesn't need us.
But the Belodian crater, some people got pure oxygen. Belodian crater, everybody.
But
I want y'all to look
I'm
at
sharing,
them. Yeah. No, I'm just going
what
with
I'm
you
sharing
saying.
Is the Earth doesn't need us because
right,
we're the
on.
Last thing made on the planet.
I got you.
We need the
you.
Earth because we are part of the Earth. We have to stop
you.
Thinking that we are better than the Earth because the Earth doesn't
I
need
got
us.
You. We got you. We trying to get the premise so people can see we know the Earth don't need us. But we saying that these groups got us believing the Earth need us, like the natural society. So basically, let's just go with this premise. We learn how to scorch Earth long before we see it with Smokey the Bear. That's been, you know, scorching the Earth been necessary to create foliage from coming through. So this is all ancient. So let's go with that premise that what we really ain't learning ain't nothing new, and that most of what you're saying basically should have been applied in regular school, but we teaching hermaphrodite. We're on sex now. It's like everything is taught by.
Hey,
no
drive
more,
on. Drive on.
There's no more real, no more teaching of really what's going on except for sex, which is what the women who rule the earth will want. Wouldn't the
but
woman,
what you,
wouldn't
what
I,
you,
hold on, what the high order of witches? Let's go with the, because I know where you come from, but I'm going to change the topic, which you go in this way. Is women, being that they were the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, and they the ones that the so-called divine was, wouldn't they want us to be in chaos right now for them to take over?
In their mind, they would say that. In
okay,
the
good.
White supremacy,
okay.
In the white body supremacy, because the only way that they're able to create themselves is through who? Through their women. And the whole part of it
who's
is
women?
That's the sacredness of
but
what
they hold on, because I love what you're saying. Because you know, you bring that up. You said white supremacy. Okay, now let's go there.
No, I said white body supremacy.
Right. Now, hold on. Now, we got a woman. The show started in Africa. I hope y'all think I ain't forget that shit. Because I got Akon coming up to tell y'all niggas what's really going on.
But the Disney thing, you know, the black women are executives in that company now. We can't leave that out.
That's my point. I'm trying to get to where Brother Kwame took us, which I'm glad he took us there. If this is the case, you say Mother Earth. Now, I'm saying that y'all, the woman that they put in over the death of the Tanzania president who was against COVID, they brought a female just like your aunt. You seen her, Marilyn. You seen her. Got on a. How do we explain that then, that the woman seems to be all over the world, not just our women, all over the world, these women are now saying kill people. I mean, long. She's over our. This chick talking about whoever don't take a COVID vaccine, just get severe penalty. This is a woman saying this shit. So are the women coming back?
We're looking
this is how
what the elders said in the propaganda. They take one incident, one person, and they put it into the media, propagandize it, and get you to follow their lead. That is not what's leading us.
Well, who's leading?
How many of you know who Cheryl Pond is? Cheryl Pond. How many? You know who Cheryl Pond is? Cheryl Pond is a billionaire woman that's building electric cars. A black woman.
Where's she getting them from, man? Where's she getting the batteries? Hold on. Where's she getting the batteries from?
What I'm saying is that we're looking at.
No. You're not. Hold
I know what
hold
you're
on,
talking
about.
You're going to the Congo.
Dude,
you're going to the Congo.
Hold on. Calm down. Let me make our point so you got to understand. This is a show. You got to listen, and then I respond to you. Let me ask you a question. She getting the batteries from China. Ain't no niggas got no control over rare earth metal. So why? I mean, who cares if she black that got a car? It's another guy that got a car. Y'all send it to me. A black guy got a car. I think Brother Wesley said to me, that's great. Looks good. Love it. But how we going to get it? If he don't, it ain't affordable for the average black person. That's for damn sure. And so I'm trying to figure out, because these blacks are there, we know they're there. We are being ruled by black people as well. I'm over whites. And I'm going to prove I'm over whites. I'm going to take some more calls.
I got a black woman here claiming she got the biggest dick in Chicago, a woman.
Right. Y'all got to get out this white shit. The white shit might be there, but it's a whole nother element behind this white shit. It ain't just white people doing this themselves, by themselves. Man, and if it is, then they must be extraterrestrial. Because ain't no way you're going to tell me some white folks, dumb as your ass is, dumb as all my ass is, dumb as all our asses is, Dumber than us now. Think about this. They taking crystal meth on a regular level. They got meth houses all over this place. And you telling me I'm supposed to believe that white folks who was put in slavery first is now this hard to figure out? Man, y'all got to think we stupid on this program. We ain't. Y'all better go to some other program with that bullshit. White folks does not the progenitors of slavery. You should know this by now.
Yeah, it's about genetic annihilation, Drybone. It's about genetic annihilation.
Hell yeah. They don't give a damn about their own people. They give a damn about, because you're going to tell me on this program, all y'all listening, that they want to kill their own people to get their agenda across. You think they care about niggas too? And they killing more of their own people. They bombing their own people, supposedly, right? Supposedly.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Let's get some more callers. Y'all about to get blown up here, because guess what? While y'all talking all this white man shit and white man did this, white man did that, guess what they doing? We're going to get one more call before I take y'all there. 7696. Y'all on the Helios. Boy, this is hot.
Hey,
this is a great conversation. This is what we talk about. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, I know it like a lot of people on this show, you know what I'm saying? I grew up in the hood. And see, one thing in the hood, what I was always taught to avoid was shit starters. See, the shit starters, they run in packs of nothing. They never doing nothing, but they always got something to say about an issue, whether it be a preacher. It can be a preacher. It can be your uncle. It can be... And they, most of the time, you know, they always the first ones to call the police, or they have a police friend. They have some on their side where they always make it out and to continue to start more shit. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what we've been accustomed to, and that's what they was making back in the days. And see, if you look, even some of these dumb white people, just like some of the dumb people just like us, if you let them hear that brother, as passionate as he was saying that, they still probably wouldn't believe him, because that's how we overlook stuff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we think that we don't stoop that low as a people. You know, we always say, oh, we the God's people, and this is that and the third, but we the main hand in the pot that's stirring we the main hand in that stirring the pot. And that's why we in a situation in the world is in the whole situation, not just because of us, because this is, it's designed for everything to be just like a gumbo. And whoever got control with the control, that's who we get to see. But in our deepest minds, that's where we got the answer, because look at the people who going to get these jobs. Like, you know, you got people who get certifications to go work in the private sector and stuff like this. See, them the people who making this stuff happen. And most of them coming through the womb of a woman. You know what I'm saying? Some of them, they got the test tube baby still. You know what I'm saying? They got all other type of stuff, how they producing life now. You know what I'm saying? That we don't
right.
even
they don't
know
even
about.
Need a woman.
But,
now, hold on. Go ahead. Yeah. Finish your point. I'm going to say something that you just said. They don't even need a woman now
yeah,
to be
but
actually
that's,
incubated.
That's what I was just talking about, the shit starter. See, that's what the hood produced. It's a lot of them in the hood. You know what I'm saying? They run off
definitely.
And they always have somebody
yeah.
on their side to help them. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be a police, white, black, it don't even matter. They always have their hand right there to put some bullshit in our head to have us going along with whatever the news, the paper, and everything else going
that's
on.
Right.
So that's basically what be happening. So
and
that's what my comment.
No, beautiful comment, because that's what's happening. The shit starters that's out there, you just heard the man in 1933 say they was trained to keep the shit starter going. So what they do
what's
is now.
Starters in the summer, brother Eddie.
yeah, exactly. The shit starter. Yeah, what's that
it's
number? That's a good. That what's that number shit
starter? I missed the word, but real quick, y'all hit
shit.
On so many fives because the brother came in and he said five right away. The hood. that's 14. That's the five. You know,
five right away, boy. I love it.
We constantly talk about the facts.
Hey, you in the? Are you in the win? Somebody in the win. Are you in the win, brother Eddie? I can't hear you.
Pardon?
Are you in the win? It's like you got a win going on.
Oh no, man! Can you hear me now?
I hear you. Go ahead. I feel somebody got wind. So if you got wind,
okay.
Mute yourself, y'all, because I'm hearing a background.
Yeah, right. I'm in the crib in the house. I ain't
I'm
got
mute.
No wind here.
Mute. Just mute yourself, everybody.
Wait,
mute yourself. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Remember, you were saying it, and we keep bypassing that game. Recognized game. The first game they gave us was color, and we keep going black, white. That's color, baby. That's the game.
That's
stop
bad.
Playing that goddamn game. See, we already know black people's part. Black, it's all a color game. See, that's why the
I don't think we know
14 comes back to the damn sex. Sex is 14, y'all. They gonna constantly use the 14, the sex, the pussy. It's all the five from that bitch. It's all the five, y'all. See, because we're talking in a bubble of confusion, the five, because we keep getting distracted. We got to keep on point. We're on point, but we keep kind of slipping a little bit and going here, there, and the other. See, because what we say, the five, is called manifest. We're manifesting this shit from our words. This is how deep this is. When they throw the shit on the wall and the shit is the word, it's a spell, baby. When they throw it on the wall and it sticks, we start repeating the spell, the damn word, Omicron, Delta variant.
Delta variant. Let me get some. Yeah,
see?
Yeah. All them words is magic. Hold on. Let me get some more calls before we take the half. We go. We got 10 minutes. Hold on. Put yourself. Everybody, put yourself on mute. Put yourself on mute. Here, put yourself on mute for me, please. There you go. It went. Y'all hear the difference? Okay.
And there is a TV show called Manifest, by the way. It was on NBC.
Manifest. Wow. Let me get some women power. Where are my sisters at? Because it's powerful out here. They got hands up now. I see. I told you. This thing is getting serious out here. And y'all women seem to be major players in the mix. Go ahead. You want to hear the other? 1-8. 1-8.
1-877 is here. Hello,
there you
everyone.
Go. What's going
some,
on?
Wonderful female energy about to come to the dry bone Helios Vivios hour. I wanted to say earlier to that brother who was speaking on behalf of people he knows that says that they're very okay with Trump being out and Biden being there. I think said,
his area was okay. Chicago was okay.
I understand.
Okay.
That's what I just said. The people in his
area. So make sure you understand. Yeah.
Okay, let me finish my point because I don't have much time. But what I was going to say to that brother is we're the remnant. And this is what we have to tell the people like that. And those are the people, I guarantee you, if you ask them who are they watching on television, and what they're going to say is CNN. CNN has the lowest ratings out of all the cable networks, okay? Their streaming just got disconnected because who wants to pay, you know, for something that people don't even want to watch for free? So those people who are watching it is our people. You know who our people are the black people. You tell them, listen to this right here. I know you don't know. Day one, you just give them four facts. Biden closed down the pipeline, okay? And that's why your gas is going up. It's not because of Putin. And you can tell them about the food shortage. You can tell them about they're trying to brainwash your children into believing that their little boys or their little girls, even if they were born, you know, that sex. A lot of, and they're teaching this stuff in school. And I think that if we, you know, as a people just give them, because a lot of them don't know the real news. They all they know is what we have
told them on
CNN.
It's more women doing this than men right now. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. And let's just talk about Mother Earth, because I am Mother Earth. You know, I'm a woman. And I'm going to tell you like this right here, my brothers. Yeah, they have to have that woman energy. It's very important because we give birth. We give life. We direct our babies when they come out of our womb on how they can become, because that, you know, the fathers definitely have, the fathers is 100%, they have that. But usually the women are the ones who raise the children. They're the ones that can mold them to be and be the individuals who they are.
Okay.
And you have some men who have been damaged when they didn't get that woman nurturing love, and they become very negative energy towards Mother Earth. So I'm saying this right here.
This is mothers who've been mean to their children. Now they want because the mother has the power to be nice or mean. So which one you think is happening?
Okay, right. But let me just say this right here. Now you can find some brothers who haven't had
I ain't talking about brothers.
And they still can be able to operate okay. But not having that mother's energy does affect an individual. It does.
Okay, so the mother energy to you has been where the mother has been mean and it has been not a mother. So then basically then the Mother Earth basically has forsaken her children.
Okay, sacrifice. That is true, but you have a lot of...
I played the tape. You've been on here long. You know, I played the tape where women heard a woman making a lot of noise. I don't know who that is. If you could stop making that noise, I don't know. That's why you have to mute y'all, because you would think y'all would mute yourself, but if you're walking around, but guess that's not getting into everybody. Anyway, long story short.
But what I was just going to say, Dry Bones, just before I end in here, okay, Mother Earth, they need that woman energy. That's why they bring in these transgender and all
that. Right. I think it's her
who's
doing it. She's the one doing it.
So because we are that powerful. Our energy is just that
powerful.
So what I'm just saying to you is, to my brothers out there, when you find you some good woman energy that's loyal, that's loving, that's been there for
I'm
you,
hoping,
they got your back, even when you turn around and you degrade that woman, you stop supporting that woman, you don't remember her birthdays, and you don't take her out, guess what happens?
Let me finish.
They can find
I'm trying
man,
to make a point
and
here.
That woman,
because
women are very forgiving and can still be friends with that person.
I'm going to cut you off. You tell me where these women are forgiving. I just told you. Have you been listening? The woman from Tanzania is now killing her people. So what forgiveness are you trying to give me? Yours or somebody in the world?
No,
we want to hear the world.
Now, you don't want to, you know, somebody's trying to tell you.
These women are in power. You got a mayor that's a woman in Georgia. What that woman doing for y'all with all this loving energy you claim they got for forgiveness? Where is it at?
Okay, well, let me just say, those are people that's on television
and stuff like that. That's woman energy. What we're dealing with now is the fake feminine energy. It's
yeah,
a war.
That's my point. So the women ain't going to stand up.
Time out.
I already got you. I want you to ask some questions. I want to hear your view no more. Answer the question. Is why the women ain't mad about a man playing with them and taking their games away? Where do, are you protesting that right now? Are you out there with the brothers? Where are you women at for that?
Well,
what?
I think you're absolutely right. I think that
women should definitely stand up against women love the gay men.
Putting all that bullshit in their head.
Bush, right. They
that's
play
why you got these women
honey,
out here wearing all that big makeup and shit.
The goddess bitches
are
the rulers. The goddess bitches are ruling. I'm making this clear to everybody who listen to me. I don't care what you are, woman, man, transvestite. You better go look up goddess bitches. I am not going to ever go tell y'all who don't know what's going on. Y'all women is promoting this shit. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You can't even tell
Hey, dry bones. Now, as far as the gas thing in Illinois, the reason why the gas is so high in Illinois compared to other places is because in state, we're getting taxed from the state, the county, and the city of Chicago.
That's right.
That ain't got shit to do with Biden. That's a local thing.
That's a local thing. And the women, they put these women, George Soros has hired every, even the mayor of Miami. I said it. The mayor of Miami has been found out to be connected to George Soros. Y'all think
and the Cook County State's Attorney in Chicago, Kim Fox, connected with Soros.
All you women out there, you creating the ball of confusion.
Hey, what about the men? What about the men? The men, there's more men out there running things than there's women. How should we feel about them?
Suicide, too many bills, hippies moving to the hills. People all over the
Couldn't have set it off any better. Look how many times y'all said ball of confusion in that segment, and we had the clip for you, man. What a segment. Thank you, Brother Kwame. Brother, my man, the numbers man, Brother Eddie, bringing everybody. Look, we got two more calls that's brand new. I got my man coming in from MIA, but first we got to put a little bit out there for y'all so we can get more. While all this is going on, and it's a lot going on, but y'all hit it on every level. These are the discussions we got to have in order to sit down at our own mental table with each other and say, okay, what direction? Because you don't know what's going on in your area. You better realize logistics is a very important part to everybody's survival. I've heard they may play a game, cat and mouse. They claim this may go on to next year with this war. I'm telling you. Now, what's going on, too, over here in this country with the election, I told you black folk would do a seismic shift and just jump out of all the parties. Still, still, it's called unbelievable. See, that's called metaphysical because they would never think that. Right now, they only betting you going along with this. They would never think by you just taking a simple pen and going back to the election board to say, I'm going to become independent. I don't care what you're in right now. Republican mindset, Democrat, you, even if you don't know what you are, you still got a concept of it. If you see, if you're receiving welfare and all that shit, you are a Democrat. Plain and simple. If it was anything free that you love to death more than doing anything for yourself, is what we call socialist. It's just common sense. You don't care to do anything. You live off the state. You state sponsored. This is what it means. I'm not making this up to be nasty.
State sponsored terrorists.
Yeah, state sponsored. They see, so thank you, man. Brother, see, I'm saying, I'm not even making this up. They even told you when they did it. We state sponsored the terrorism. Now, that, how deep can the spell be that they told you in the right words? They didn't say it backwards. They didn't do it in backward cantation, like playing the album backwards and shit. They did it right in front of your eyes. They said, state sponsored terrorism, we gotta stop it. How you gonna stop it?
I hate to ask this question, Dry Bones, but here in Chicago with the carjacking then skyrocket, who's giving birth to these little terror, these little carjackers?
Yeah.
Who's giving birth to them?
They being turned. See, hold on. Now, that's the new level. Now, I want you to see, if you listen to our ancestors, the one that told the truth in a time of trouble, they said that they were going to be used. So they on another level now. These new terrorists that the Communist Party has now infiltrated through New York and all the music and shit to make this new group who look like they hate the nation, but they flaunting all of the Gucci, the liquor, all from prestigious liquor houses throughout the Minovici house. If you just look up Minovici House, we'd probably be even more ahead, but our school system wants you to know about how big your kid Clinton dick is, and y'all fell for this shit. Y'all fell for it. I'm serious. This is what's happening.
Right.
So now we under a new regimen, and it's going to be serious, y'all. So this part of the program, I hope you're prepared for what we're going to do. First of all, let me get two callers. Before I play Akon, how he went off on Black America. I just want to read this right quick, because see, I know the areas. I deal with a lot of people. They know I don't be making up shit. It don't make sense to make up shit no more. Motherfuckers just look you up and say, he lying. They ain't never looked me up and said, I'm lying. Can't gonna happen. Because we ain't no need to tell. You got to say to yourself, how much lying can I do? Unless you save yourself from some pussy about to kill you, that's the only way I can see you lying. That's the only way. But right now, I'm going to just tell y'all right now. Here it is. I'm going to tell you something about this area we call South Florida. I got this in 19—I'm not even that old. I got this back in the day. I kept this. It was October the 3rd, right around my birthday, 1984. Somebody sent me an article. Said Haiti replenishing the most valuable asset. The most valuable asset in Haiti. If I was to do the Cash App game, y'all don't even want to do that to get free gas. What group? I'm giving you. If three of y'all, brother, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. Somebody, y'all sit for the game next week. Sister Shalene, Sister Keela, late AT, and Sean Caddy, y'all sent for the game. We're going to do it next week. Sean Caddy, if you're listening, because you heard me talk about Africa there, and I ain't finished with Africa. I hope you get on here, because I ain't finished with Africa yet. Oh, no, 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 no. But this is what happened to Haiti, man. Haiti, until recently, the pig was the most often seen animal in the impoverished countryside of Haiti. Most of the peasants kept them as a kind of living and savings account. But they rarely are seen now. They say that Haiti one time had a nation of 1.2 million pigs. That was equivalent. They say in the meantime, the country had pig ownership with 800, almost a million pig owners. And they were making pork, all kind of products. They was one of the richest in the Caribbean. The pig was black. The pig was black, everybody. The pig was so, it was a jet black pig. And the economy was so big. I can't even know how this even happened, y'all. It's just amazing. Y'all go look this up. It was so huge. It wasn't for Haiti, Dominican Republic would have fell. They actually killed the pig to kill their economy, and then y'all talking about y'all hate the pig. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Foolishness. Left side, right brain. Order of the chaos. Let me go to 1300. Then I'm going to hit 5045 before we even get hot. Y'all better get ready because we ain't finished. 1300.
Yeah, bro, my head got dropped off, bro.
Okay.
I was just piggybacking off of Kwame. Exactly, man. It's a genetic annihilation. If you just let's just be a buck 100 with it,
yeah.
And
he's right.
And just tell the truth, man. Because
when we get at the black so much as the white, because again, the spell I'm trying to break is us being always thinking the white man is the only enemy, and that's just impossible amongst the species unless he's an alien species that y'all don't want to get into until we get now. Oh, we passed 12 o'clock, so we can get into everything.
Hey, but that's why Joe Biden said, look, man, we're going to be extinct in a little while. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And see, when you're dealing with the Caucasian, all of them get on cold on the same thing because they know that they're genetically inferior, you know,
right,
through recessive genetics. They know it.
Okay.
And,
so that's
so we don't know it. And then that's why they're coming out so heavy.
We got to know.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Everybody we learn from the time I learned about the cult, Yaku. First thing we all learned was Yaku. Some mad scientists made up some shit, and the shit went rebelled and went berserk. That's Yaku. I was like, wow. So you think about it, it's just Yaku now was in another version, but the same version is something genetically happened. So that's where we at with this. Now let me ask you a question before I bring this other caller in. 5-4. I want y'all to see how they got us thinking. See, they got us hating the pig. But you don't know the group that actually did the killing of Haiti's economy. That economy would be in Forbes today if they'd have kept that. They'd be in Forbes, the whole country. But they let somebody tell them the pig was bad after the economy said it was a savings account because of what it did for them. And then because it was so rich, you know why it was rich, everybody? Volcanic ash it was eating. Let's get them on the line. Let me go 5-4-5-0-5-0-4-5. Let's get it on. Hold on. Where you at? 305. That's Miami. I know you're Miami.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I got you. Go.
Oh, okay. Perfect, man. Yeah, funny thing about the Haitian pigs. Well, that industry was pretty much totally annihilated under Clinton policy.
Right.
Unfortunately, and the subsidies steered towards the Haitian economy, which helped destroy the rice, the economy. So that was part of the geopolitics at the time. That's unfortunate, but the Haitians allowed it to happen too, because you had governments that were pretty much everybody's in for themselves during that era as well. So there's enough blame to go around for that.
Oh yeah,
but I think that the religious doctrines that emerge in the onset or the genesis of a lot of these doctrines was suppressive to the natural feminine nature and its governance, and its purpose. It's been contorted, as you can see why it was heavily suppressed in most of these newcomer religions, And down to, of course, the removal of Adam's first independent wife in the allegoric story, Lilith, You have a history of suppressing that counterbalance. And the creation of a more controlled and tamed version of her, just like as they asked Ketanji, the new Supreme Court, she could not even defend what it is to be a woman. Explain it naturally when she was asked what is a woman.
Right, I thought that was outrageous.
That was very odd, but that shows you the state of mind of women today. And that's very, very, very dangerous.
Yeah.
So it's a propelling energy, but once it's in its natural form, but so far right now it's been under masculine dominance for a long time now, and that hasn't been to the betterment of the race not as a whole. Especially the black race in a sense now. We see what these men doing now. They're putting on dresses, they're putting on heels, and there's no rudder, to steer this chaos, because she's out of her element, she's out of her natural state. So
annihilation.
Yeah, that force is very, very. I say it's a tricky force, man, and unfortunately. Not enough balanced women have come forth. They've been actually shunned. What's the name of the sister that put out the book for black men and black women?
Shazara Ali.
Those far few women that walk in their womanhood and understand that they did not give up strength by letting the man lead. But with balance, they've been shunned, man.
That's a civil rights movement, though. See, my thing is, we're not disagreeing with none of y'all on here. Everybody on here said the fact, which y'all said in your own way. That's how we get this conversation going. Brother Kwame actually got the fire because he said it. He made the analogy of women to the earth. And I asked all y'all, because the earth is being perpetrated as climate control. They call it Mother Gaia. Y'all heard we did pros with Mother Gaia is what they call in this thing, where she is now resetting herself, which y'all call the Great Reset. And with the Great Reset, the film energy, now she going to go to the natural, which is, to me, would be the composite of the earth. Gold, silver, coltan, they going to make them the major commodities for the New World Order, because the mining, which still need miners, y'all said it yourself. So if nothing's changed, they still using the Anunnaki blueprint of teaching people how to use metal. And if y'all in the craft, I don't even want to say the name. I'm just going to say, y'all know it's a scripture where they were metallurgists. Y'all look up metallurgists in your Bible, and that will be your keywords. I ain't gonna say no more. Now you figure that one out. If they was able to make weapons at that time in history, you think what they plan to do is gonna be kids play? No. Now let me take this for all y'all. Put yourself on mute. I want y'all to hear what Akon, the supposed maker of Akon City, told Vlad Radio, big following. I watched him a few times. You know, hey, he got everybody on it. You name it. Football, they must got a contract. They must go through Vlad. I don't know it, but it's a hell of a contract. Listen to what Akon said, and I want to hear Black America tell me after what I showed you they're doing to the UN. You remember now, the UN person is Ethiopian. Let's get that first out of your mind before you hear this. Ethiopia. Don't tell me Africa ain't got no power. Ethiopia is over the World Health Organization, the Court of the Caduceus. What better group is Ethiopia? They're the one that brought the Christianity. Second, this is like kids play to me. I mean, it's common. I mean, can't y'all see the connection? Now, Ethiopia, Arabs got the oil. Where the Arabs at? Ain't they on the continent of Africa? So that's number two. Three, the Middle East. Ain't no Middle East. It's on the continent of Africa. That's three. That's four.
North Africa.
I'm going to show you how they got us paid. So
the Arab got the gas station submarine shop around the corner from my house.
Yeah. Think about it. All the regions that's ruling is on the same continent. Okay. Y'all ready for this? It's Akon. Akon, y'all tell me, does this make sense to y'all?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. How do Senegalese really feel about slavery and what happened? Because, you know, there were a lot of very foul people involved in the slave trade. There was, of course, Europeans, you know, Jews and whites were involved. But, you know, Africans were involved in it as well. They were selling off their enemies, you know, the enemy tribes and making their money and so forth. Like, how was slavery really looked at out there?
Well, in Senegal, we've kind of overcome the thought of slavery. We don't even think about it. The only time we think about it, honestly, is when we're doing tours that go to islands. You know, outside of that, people have lived and moved and way beyond the slavery concept and idea and mind state.
Right, because in Senegal, you actually know your history. You can trace your family back 100 generations, whatever else. You still have your names, your real names. You're not named Johnson.
Right,
or
and Jackson.
Jackson and Washington and all the other slave owners that were the presidents who had slaves during that time.
Right,
Jefferson,
you know,
and so forth. Yeah, but you guys actually have your history. And that was the whole thing of walking around Senegal. People just felt, this was the first time I felt Black people just felt comfortable and with no type of disease. You know, I mean.
I think it's also the art of just letting the past go. Yeah. And moving towards the future. And I think in the U.S., they have this stigma of just not letting go of the past and blaming the past on every mishap or, you know, disappointment. And I think as long as you hold on to that past, it's just a lot of weight that you carry with you everywhere you go. And it's hard to move forward and move fast when you got a, you know, weight on your back.
Right.
You just got to let it go.
There's also been no reparations. And there's been, you know.
Yeah, but unfortunately, man, like, it's not like America is going to take the initiative to do it. I mean, otherwise they would have did it already. Yep. You know, Indians got reparations. The Jewish got reparations for Holocaust, and it wasn't even done in America.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Italians got reparations.
Italians got reparations.
Japanese
got reparations.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's to the point now where African Americans have to really understand their worth and realize that America was never or intended to ever, you know, consult or even make up for any of that. They're not sorry. They don't care.
Yeah.
It's obvious. So do you want to stay here and continue to be treated this way or just go back home where you're now no longer the minority? You actually are the majority and you control your destiny and your future and your land.
Yeah. No, honestly, every Black person who has an issue with how people are treated in America, they really should go to Africa.
They need to. They just need to go.
99% of them have not.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
And they're super afraid to go.
A
like
few of my friends, you know, the Michael Jai Whites have gone back. And, you know, the John Sallys have gone back. The people with money, you know, and means. But the average Black person in America has no idea how dope Africa really is.
I'm telling you, they have no idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, America did a great job brainwashing America.
True.
Because I'm telling you, the moment you mention Africa, they start shaking. Yeah, they don't even know why.
Think there's just tigers jumping into your hotel
room. Right.
zebra attacks and
right.
all that.
And the
yeah.
potential there is so ridiculous, man, if they yeah. all just went back.
Now, that's him laughing at us. Hold on. I'm going to play two parts of this left brain, right brain. That's one brain telling us, hey, look how stupid they are. These niggas so dumb. They are, if they only knew, I heard you hear earlier, you read earlier where they killed them all, shooting the leaders, and they got kids playing in Cotan, dying, and yet he laughing about John Sally and celebrities like Rick Ross who just went there as that to be the our, you know, our, that's our so-called light into Africa. Africa owe
right.
us reparations. Now, see, that's why the game is. He just explained to all y'all on the air. He said, you heard what Vlad the Impaler said. Vlad said, you know, everybody was involved. He named everybody, but he got to the blacks last. Well, you know, you sold your tribal enemies. That was your key right there. He said, you sold all. So they knew. So you go to the house that sold them, and you will be saddened to death that you've been lied to about Africa. Now, this is who actually owes reparations, but you're too scared to even say nothing because she already killing Tanzania.
Okay. The last thing I'm going to say to you now, is this last point, is on the slave trade as a dirty little secret. When you start talking about the slave trade, don't focus all your time and attention just on picking on European whites. Okay? You got to know something else. There was more than just one slave trade going on. And yes, we had a slave trade that brought maybe 15 million black people out of Africa into the Western world, into the Caribbean, into Latin America, into Central America, and into North America. That was coming with the Europeans controlling. You had 9 countries that were involved in the slave trade. They had 3 slave trade routes. You had the Atlantic Ocean. Everybody was always talking about the Middle Passage. The Middle Passage wasn't anything compared to the other passages. And the Middle Passage coming across the Atlantic, where everybody liked to focus on. You see that on the wall all the time, the Middle Passage, talking about the European slave trade. That was one. But you had 2 other slave trades. You had also had an Indian Ocean slave trade that was going up out of Africa and going around through India, Pakistan, down into Cambodia, Vietnam, and the islands, New Guinea and place. That's why all those blacks are down in those islands. That's why all these Indians you see in this country that are darker than you all are, most of you in here, and they call themselves white. They came out of the Indian Ocean. That's why you go through all those Pakistani Indians that are dark-skinned and the Cambodians, the Vietnamese. They had an Indian slave trade going around that way. And the other one was going right up through the central, and that was called the Arab slave trade. But in all these slave trades, the primary producer and procurer for slavery were basically Arabs. You need to know that. I know it might hurt some of your feelings. I'm going to tell you, an Arab, you cannot jump on whites and start talking about reparations from whites in Europe unless you also start talking about reparations from the Arabs. Okay? You got to get them to...
I'm
going to
start right there. Okay? Now, what he mean is, where is Arab located? I just told you. In Africa, the continent. How many of y'all willing to realize if you were to say, what would happen if black folks start to switch and say, Africa, Akon, let us get passes. You owe us reparations. We should be the first to get in Akon City, Wakanda, whatever you want to call it, because guess what? Y'all the major recipients. Y'all, he said he could trace his whole family. I bet he could trace it all the way to the slave trade if we go, because they claim he American Sinhalese. I don't know what the connection with America is, but that's what they got on his bio. Now, y'all ask yourself that question right now, because I need to ask that. How the hell they promoting one thing, one news saying this? What brand you want to see, Hollywood or reality? Because Hollywood
is all about it's all about dual citizenship, bro. Everybody got the luxury of being dual citizenship except for the indigenous Americans, which is the melanated Americans. So
I told you.
So we so busy, we don't even understand our power and our sovereignty of what we have here. We can control whatever go on around the world because America was built, let's keep it 100, it was built off the free labor of those indigenous people here in America.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. It's impossible.
So right now, that's too old.
Yeah, that's impossible. Now, you heard what the temptation said. The only place safe is an Indian reservation. That came out the temptation. I ain't make that up. Now, if the temptation show told you and they saw a ball of confusion, which y'all been saying to the whole program, ain't that amazing? We got the music for y'all. Y'all didn't even know y'all was going to be saying ball of confusion all day. Ain't that amazing? Ball of confusion. All day long, it said the only place safe is an Indian reservation. And the band played on. I said, oh, my goodness. And guess what? Still is to this day on some parts. But here where the controversy is. I told everybody from the play. I ain't just make this up. I learned from other people. They showed me some good shit. I said, this got to be unbelievable. Do y'all know that we've been talking about, don't you know everybody, they took the indigenous people first back. They took them back first to get an idea of who they were. So doesn't it make sense?
Big switch.
Now, hold on. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, once they got the biological DNA, the second trick was what? Smallpox. They figured out what DNA could break them down. See, yeah, I mean, come on, y'all. Listen. Did they go back again? And bring over the Mandingo dicks. And then have sex through the cult of Ishtar. And that's how they were able to spring everything around springtime. And then Thanksgiving was the fall of the indigenous. The resurrection story. I told y'all I ain't playing with y'all today. We ain't playing. Come on, jump on in. Your whole country.
Can I be heard right quick?
Go ahead. Based off Easter, the whole country based. Go ahead. Go ahead. Jump in.
Real quick, thinking of the biblical term, and we're talking about genetic annihilations. Let's go to the first book, Genesis, genetics. Mm-hmm. When they say in Genesis 1, verse 26 and verse 27, verse 26 reads as, let us make man in our image. The 27th verse says, and he created man. One man is created, family, and the other is made genetically. And asking permission, let us, if there was nobody yet, because Adam and Eve wasn't even created. And it says, let us make man in our, who is us and who's our, image. And let them have dominion. Come on now. That was the first man that was created genetically from Genesis.
Go ahead,
fellas.
Now, the genes of Isis, but they're taking it from the genes of Isis, Genesis, is the biological. Now, here we get into the Nephilim, y'all. I'm glad y'all brought, bro, I don't even have to ask
there
y'all. Y'all
go,
just all right,
there you go. You bring it there. I don't knock your Nephilim. You got to take it there.
Yeah, you got, because here it is. I'm looking at a lot of stuff that's going on, man. These wars ain't normal. Rare earth metal, no, I mean, it's almost like a game. A rare earth metal, who would know it was rare earth? Who would know that it came from outer space? Something has to know. Now, let's get deep now. I want y'all to think about that because he got played. Disney been found out. Now, I don't know what's going to happen here in Florida now because Disney is very vicious here. They control most of the entertainment in Central Florida. They employ a lot of people.
On.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you checked that Disney article out. DeSantis is snatching all that land back, man, from
I know,
our
I
board
know.
And right here in Florida.
Right.
So Disney gonna comply to the government, trust me.
Right.
To the government.
Right, so okay.
Trust
but
me.
I'm saying now what is gonna be fostered because DeSantis, now I want y'all to know. DeSantis name is very strange. Before I get too deep into Florida, look at the DeSantis. It's a very smooth ass name. Now, what's y'all vote on? Let's talk the real deal because rulership is in high places.
Hey, dry bones.
What about
dry bones?
Wait,
hey, check it out. See, this was going on. So you got that land down there that was a so-called the Everglades. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Before they
right.
made it that area. But, you know, somebody claimed that. Somebody claimed that area back in the day from whether it's some one of those tribes or one of the conquistadors or one of them, you know, one of them French people, whoever that had
Spanish
control down
the Spanish Escobar, Inquisitor. Now,
yeah,
this is what I say. The Inquisitors, now these Inquisitors, they were Inquisitionists. They were called Inquisitionists, and they were actually prosecutors. Now, I want
you know,
to
don't forget about the Scottish. Don't forget about the Scottish. Boy,
now,
they back. down in the Florida.
And see what they was doing. What I'm saying, what they doing basically, they put everybody, you know, in them groups. You know what I'm saying? And they kept the group thing going on with all the business that they take care of with the land. You know, the land grants, like how we leasing this to you for 500 years. You know what I'm saying? That's basically maybe, you know, for how long we've been down there.
Well,
yeah, see, that's what's going on with every part of these areas.
Right. Now, there's a dark material on that. There's a dark material on that in Florida. It's a dark material in Florida. Disney made a deal. Those of you from Central Florida know what I'm talking about. It's a documentary come on. Florida always just showed Disney all the time on the public channel. They show you how they had to go and get the Army Corps engineers again to dredge out swampland and to make that a municipality. That took a hell of an initiative. That's why you.
Yeah, wrong. You know what they call it? They call it magic. They call it magic.
Magic.
Orlando magic.
Yep.
I see they actually wanted the first experiment of having Disney run the government, local government in that part of the state, which is precedent.
Correct.
And almost to the point that it was like Disney was like their own country within Florida.
It was their own country. They had their own power. The Santas now have taken, that's why you know it's a war in the United States going on right before our very eyes. They took Disney, and Disney was connected to the Nazis.
Yeah.
So this is how deep this goes.
It goes deeper than that, fellas, because what is happening is that it's projected that Florida will be underwater up to that part within the next 100 years.
Yeah.
Within the next 100 years. So there's some maneuvering that's taking place right now. Especially to
now
that
I'm
part.
Asking. Now that makes sense. I know you got the sustainable development. That's what these green globalists is promoting. I've been to a few of their things. And also, I'm going to a housing seminar. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you. Give me a minute. Housing seminar. On the 28th, I'll be doing a Zoom with Miami, Florida, Miami down here with brother to see what the housing project. It's going to be rough, y'all. The housing is unbelievably unreal. Also, what you're talking about is the same exact thing. They're using the housing to do whatever it is to take somebody out of the area, whatever it takes to get them out. They're going to get them out if they want to get.
Yeah.
Coconut Grove is a perfect example of that. My point is.
Yeah.
We got a lot of black faces now, man. We got a lot of Caribbean faces in Miramar, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, I mean, it's a lot of people in power that's black down here in South Florida, in Spurston, Florida. But it does not stop what I call the disintegration of the areas to be brought into a one global, centralized traveling platform. Strictly, you're united to the traveling out of the interstate. Anything beyond would probably be sanctioned based on a 10-year, because y'all say we're going to be under, so 100 years. But the way they're building, I don't know if they're scaring us to death or not, because I'm going to be honest with you. The real estate market, y'all in Florida, if you travel at A1A, everybody, just travel to A1A, they building like hotcakes. If it is going under, they don't care. That's all I can say.
That's what I'm. That's the whole idea. Is that they know within 100 years they'll be gone. They done made their money. They let them people.
Right. Whatever they're doing, they don't care because I'm seeing.
Hey brother Luck.
Yeah.
Drybone. Let's go back to what Drybone said earlier about cyber attacks and cyber warfare. See, a cyber attack is also what the government considers as a psychological attack. They're doing psychological warfare right now.
Right.
A lot of these countries against each other, when you talk about everything on a geopolitical level, and it's about propaganda being implemented through technology. We in a technocracy. You always say that, Drybone.
Right.
We under a technocracy.
That's it.
So
that's
everything is metaverse right now. Everything you're seeing right now is a fabrication, family. Don't believe nothing you're seeing right now. I'm just being honest with you.
Trying to go back to going out
and going on these little trips and going on these little boat rides and we going and doing the thing. Man, every dollar,
Don't believe the hype.
Every dollar, I promise you right now that you're spending, you better be investing it into yourself. You better be invested in your infrastructure. You better be investing it in your agriculture right now.
Right.
Because they've already bought off all the farmers. They've destroyed crops. Man, I'm telling you, family, this is a diabolical pandemic. The war and everything is part of the pandemic. It's part of the pandemic. Please listen.
It's the omen. Hold on. It's the omen. Just remember, we did a show a long time ago. Y'all know. Let's go in the archives. We did the Omen. The Omen movie, Damien's was going to take over them doing GMOs on food, and it was in India. It was in the, just look up the Damien movie. The Omen. I actually love those movies. It told the whole damn thing. Now, I want y'all to get a taste of what we're talking about, because now that we're talking about them doing false flags, because y'all seen it. The false flags happened. Now, Ukraine, everybody's going into Ukraine mentally. I don't know why. Just y'all, please, be careful with that if y'all go into Ukraine all day long thinking that's going to happen. They got Russia behind that. Russia already proved that they got black folks that went to their seminars back in the day. That means they still doing it. It means they still doing it. Ain't never stopped. Antifa, we proved, came out of this communist manifesto stuff. But here's where it goes. This is where Brother Kwame talking about, and I see it for myself. If I ain't see this for myself, it was amazing. The Georgia Guidestones is very unique, very unique. I mean, for them to say this in these languages, seven languages, and to have it this way, this is what the next phase is. Y'all tell me, can it be diverted when we get back?
You may or may not be aware of this very eye-opening leaked information from Canada, which seems to provide a roadmap for the next phase of the COVID agenda into 2021. I haven't personally been able to verify the authenticity of this information. Nevertheless, the reason I'm going to cover it today is because at least some of it is certainly plausible given the trajectory we appear to be heading in globally, and given what we know about the UN Agenda 21, 2030, and the World Economic Forum's Great Reset plans. I'll let you make up your own mind as to what you think of this article. It's from CanadianReport.ca. Dear, and the name has been removed, I want to provide you some very important information. I'm a committee member within the Liberal Party of Canada. I sit within several committee groups, but the information I am providing is originating from the Strategic Planning Committee, which is steered by the PMO. I need to start off by saying that I'm not happy doing this, but I have to. As a Canadian, and more importantly, as a parent who wants a better future not only for my children, but for other children as well. The other reason I am doing this is because roughly 30% of the committee members are not pleased with the direction this will take Canada. But our opinions have been ignored, and they plan on moving forward toward their goals. They have also made it very clear that nothing will stop the planned outcomes. The roadmap and aim was set out by the PMO and is as follows. Phase in secondary lockdown restrictions on a rolling basis, starting with major metropolitan areas first and expanding outward, expected by November 2020. This sounds plausible to me, given that many world governments are considering a second lockdown, and in fact, at the time of making this video, Ireland has just been placed back into a second lockdown for 6 weeks. Rush the acquisition of, or construction of, isolation facilities.
Now, let's deal with that, because I'm going to let that roll, but I'm going to bring that back in. It got so many good parts. Now, are we not hearing this roll over? See what the courts are doing? One says one side, one leg says the other side. And that's the side they're seeing. They're looking at who will comply and who will not comply.
Right.
What y'all thinking on that? Yeah, go ahead. Say it quick. Go.
Hey, I was just going to go back to the point you made before you played the clip. I got a book in front of me. I think I sent it to you. It's a book called Holographic Culture. On page 321 says there is a good Damien and a bad one. But it goes back to what you were saying throughout the show, left brain, right brain.
Yep.
Good and evil. That's what we're dealing with right now.
That's what we're dealing with. Plain and simple. All formats, all facets, everything that comes at you. That comes. Now, hold on. I want to tell you.
Hey,
now, we're going right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Jump. Go.
Okay.
Going back to when you were playing the clips on the so-called blacks that were in the Communist Party, and when the lady was speaking and she was emphasizing the hammering, and immediately, that Communist logo, and even relating back to the Fabian Society of the Tortoise, it's right. Steady, it's hard, it's keep on going. So the Fabianists are still in the fold, and we could touch on all of them. And when we look at the Fabianist Party, and which is related to what the Green Party is, this so-called Green New Deal, New Green Deal Party is, it's the same thing. And then I was listening to what they were talking about with Eric Adams, and he criticized BLM how they needed or when we listen to the communists and how they needed martyrs to carry on their fold or carry on the message of what they're trying to perpetuate, I thought about BLM, and they are proclaimed to be Marxists. And Eric Adams, he contradicted them because, you come out because you got a martyr to talk to speak about as far as decentralizing the police state, which is George Floyd, but then you got all this violence going on around Chicago, and none of y'all is Chicago, Los Angeles, wherever you got violence, and we gonna need these same, Miami, and you gonna need these same police, but you want to defund them. How idiotic could you be?
Now, hold on. Let's go to the phase that y'all been saying. And I want y'all, glad y'all listen. I'm gonna ask y'all some questions. So try to keep yourself Miranda, let me ask y'all. Y'all got your mics on, but just keep yourself as closely to anyone. I want to hear from y'all because Eric Adams, I don't know how much y'all know about New York, but he kept the mandate for the city workers. See, that's where it gets to be deep. The mandate was opened up for all basketball, the moneymakers, but the city workers, that mandate stayed in place, and they cannot get their jobs back. So now the union got to be looked at in some form or fashion on where we at in the union stage of working in America. Remember, the shift is going to be, Obama told y'all, in Africa first. See, he made the announcement in Africa before he brought it over here. In my country, well, we ain't know about universal income. He told Africa about universal income. And Africa didn't make too many statements, but so now we got universal income now. They can't get no workers. Can't get no workers.
It's all about labor. It's all about taking labor and energy and taking it and monetizing it through taxation without the representation.
Akanaki. Now, that's why I told y'all we going to Celestia because y'all keep saying something came down. The Stellar Stone, the Hammer Ruby Code. All this stuff that we going on go way back to the wind, so we can't leave that out the equation, obviously. And some people can't even handle ancient talk at all. You can't even get the.
And why you think Disney, a few weeks ago, Disney and Marvel just released a miniseries called Moon Knight about a Jewish superhero. Come on now.
Yep. And then think about what you said. We must go see the movie. I hope all y'all go. I'm going to go see this movie, The Metaverse. Doctor Strange. I have to see this one.
Right, the Multiverse of Madness. It comes out the beginning of May. Mayday.
Mayday.
In distress. All ports are in distress. All ports are in distress. That's what that means. Go ahead.
Hey, Bo, I was looking at this. I was watching a little YouTube clip or whatever. I was looking at this this website called Gaia, and this Caucasian brother or whatever he is, he had ancient pictures of these so-called beings with the long heads and teeth. I was like, what the frick? It's called Gaia. Go to Gaia.com.
Yeah.
And the brother has pictures.
Mother
Gaia.
I told you.
I said, goodness.
If y'all read Medvedevsky in the Theological Society, y'all got to do is punch up the Theological Society, and you will see all this. Now, I got to put this clip because it's getting close to time. Now, I'm playing this because I told y'all. I'm not making this up. The women somehow is transforming. They are the only ones that are allowing men to participate with them. That means the hierarchy is with this. The young girls in college, they got shit to do with this. They guinea pigs. They being told by the hierarchy to let this happen because they have figured out that the woman is now the most bisexual being on the planet.
Hey, fam. So I saw an article about how the percentage of black women identifying themselves as bisexual has risen substantially in the past 10 years, and I kind of want to talk about it in honor of Pride Month. The other thing that inspired me to talk about it is I saw someone post this on their page, and a young man, black man, responded that the reason that black women are deciding to identify as bisexual is because they want to be more attractive to men. And his reason for believing this is because he said that a lot of men want to have threesomes, and women know this, so they want to make themselves seem more appealing by identifying as bisexual. Well, I strongly disagree. And so as a woman that considers herself pre-sexually fluid, meaning that I feel like I can be attracted to men and women, not necessarily equally attractive, like I don't necessarily identify myself as bisexual, but I have had experiences and been attracted to both sexes. And I feel like I probably understand this better than he does. And I think it's an important topic to discuss. First of all, I would say I think there's something deeper going on with the substantial rise with black women identifying more and more as bisexual. And I think it's actually can be a healthy thing. I think one reason is that perhaps black women in general feel less oppressed. They're educated, there's social media, there's lots of communities to connect with to support how they really feel and being honest. And so a lot of these women may have felt that they were equally attracted to both sexes growing up or sexually fluid like myself. And so because there's easy ways to connect with communities that support you in your ideas, that they're openly just, expressing how they really feel now.
Now, I played that 3 minutes so you can hear the new phrase, sexually fluid. Does that sound different? Upbeat? Kind of better? The key is keying in on these words to say that I like male and female. So this is part of the cult talk that they do is grab everybody that's young enough to do it. That's why they start early. And the reason for that is for complete control. Because once you control person's sexual habits, a person's mores, date you in control. Go ahead.
Okay, the key word that she's saying is sexual fluidity. How
right.
is disease transmitted sexually?
Fluidity.
By fluid.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's the key word. I mean, it makes sense to me, but I'll just say this is the new word they're coming with.
That's just like that gender fluid bullshit.
Gender
it's
fluid.
A tricky.
It's all about genetics. It's
right.
all about genetics.
Right.
If they can stop you from reproducing, then they've accomplished their goals. They can't
gender
reproduce
side.
Faster
That's,
than you.
It's a
right.
trick. It's a tricky
yeah.
dynamic
side.
Too because it's a tricky
right.
dynamic because there's a hidden demographics. You fellas gonna be surprised. A lot of
Which
women
one?
Enjoy seeing. A lot of women enjoy seeing another man get penetrated by another man. And that's a very, very people don't normally talk about, but that's a large growing demographic. So it's a tricky path.
So now we get into what I've been saying. I'm gonna do a show on this again. I'm gonna go to this thing. It's a museum here on South Beach that I'm gonna have to go to, and I'm gonna just say this: the women were the ones that were doing the brothels. They was the ones that was controlling all that shit in India, all that shit in Pakistan, Africa, and even America, because the charter could not got signed unless that woman gave the decree. And most of the time, it was decreed to give your verses to some strangers, to strangers, for a ceremony of wealth, because marriage is a monetary contract of wealth through pussy. Yeah.
And ask yourself too, fellas, who came first, the madam or the pimp?
Yeah.
The madam came first.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah. And you know she ain't got to, she ain't have to kill herself. She ain't have to kill herself. She got all.
It's very chicken path. Yeah, this artist, I think Janelle Monae, just recently came out with some crazy lingo.
Right, she got crazy lingo.
Y'all who she is. And it's that, like she, the lady said, because they've been free, they have not been suppressed in any form whatsoever. They've been allowed to flourish, but now you got to pay attention
fine.
To their mindset that's unraveling.
Now, that's
it's a
fine.
Mindset that's unraveling. We got to be ready. We got to pay close attention to.
Is the rulership? Now, remember, I didn't say this. Y'all been saying it. Y'all saying what I'm trying to see, if y'all, we all on the same page with this one. If these women's energy is coming back, like y'all been saying, through the stars, Kwame on hit it on numerous occasions. We in a film, all that astrology going on. But then obviously their power is manifesting. The manifestations of it coming into power, could it be used for which is not good to be create this good that they claim they're going to bring? Because I see if you want to kill your kids and eat your children.
It's destructive.
I mean, look at Lilith. No one even talks about these causes of Lilith. That she's the first.
Yeah.
She was mad.
But what we fail to look at and what we're hearing is these young women are going to be mothers and grandmothers. What are the generations that's going to come from these women reproducing if they decide to reproduce?
Well, it's destructive
kidnapped.
Now. It's destructive now.
They're
very destructive now.
Why don't we care about them missing? Here's Black Lives Matter. Let's be real. I'm gonna talk to brother. I can't wait to brother Pickney. If y'all knew how many people go missing, better hope you don't go missing. I all you on this radio, because it's very strange. It's very strange. There's no accountability where they at. No one can find them. So you got to know there's something on planet Earth doing the kidnapping. And so I'm willing to say that most people don't like to deal with this type of talk. But you're going to have to deal with it if you listen to us. There's something that don't eat, act like us, be like us. It's not on a normal schedule like us. We are not able. Now, we told you Disney was cloned. We told you Clone Aid came out. Clone Aid. Everything. We done put it all on there. Now, I thought that this is what I want y'all to hear. I want y'all to realize that I ain't got much time, so I got to play one more clip before 1 o'clock. Because once 1 o'clock get here, I ain't got no more control of the board, so y'all get ready. But once y'all realize that this comes from some type of galactic belief system, with something believed, they supposed to be God. Now, don't take it. You know, something believed they're supposed to be God on this planet. And it ain't just men. It ain't no damn a man thing. It's like whatever it manifested itself to be, it became. And so from that creation story, we all know that the Caduceus cult, which is the medical sign with the snake, they are the ones. They are the ones that is controlling DNA. And you better look them up very seriously, because they are talking about fourth booster. They had Dr. Fauci on Fox yesterday. I had the chance to see it. Thank y'all for sending me all that good shit. I watched that. I said, God damn, what easy question. The man, we want to know how you invested in a company in China. You know, they didn't answer that, because you know why? They not human. They are the Akunaki.
Yep.
Have you ever wondered why schools teach so little, if anything, about the world's first advanced civilization? especially when it introduced so many things we still use today. Why the mystery around Samaria, which was in Mesopotamia, and what's now modern-day Iraq? After all, here are just some of what they gave us. The modern calendar, based on lunar cycles, the 60-20 counting system used for geometry and measuring time, the wheel, the plow, irrigation systems like levees and canals, sailboats. They even spoke the first known language. And, most importantly, they left evidence of the first recorded writing. That's a lot of intelligent contributions to humanity. So why aren't we taught more about this clearly advanced and influential civilization? Well, connect the dots and you'll discover why the omission could be deliberate. Sumerians were accurate in creating many advanced systems, yet we dismiss their history of man as mere mythology. And why is that? Well, if we gave the same credibility to their written history as we've given their inventions, we'd be teaching a completely different version of our origins. And we'd be thinking a lot more about what our future may hold. So let archaeologists continue to debate the history and evolution of man. If you go to the source, here's what the first civilization ever to record history revealed about our past. In 1849, a British archaeologist discovered 14 tablets in Sumeria. To date, these are the oldest known writings, and they date back to the 24th century BC. While the stories on them share much of what other ancient writings say, they put a whole new spin on the other ancient sacred texts. You see, while they do refer to a father of all beginnings, or some kind of ultimate supreme being, the tablets say that the creators in Genesis, the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, these were polytheistic gods of ours, otherworldly beings, or just plain out, they were aliens. The entire first two tablets explain who they were and where they were from. Tablet 3 tells of the 6 days of creation, or settlement, on Earth. Later, they explain how the human race was genetically manipulated by these beings and did not evolve randomly. Even the technology Sumerians gave us came from these beings. Are you interested now in knowing more about what Sumerians had to say about our history? Here are...
Now, I'm going to leave it there. I want to hear... Now, British. Now, I want y'all to think of Ark of the Covenant, Indiana Jones. Now, this is why I said we got to be careful of all that we even get from what is being told, even with the Akanaki, because they said it in Mesopotamia. Well, Stitchin' say they in South Africa. That's what Stitcher said. I wanted to put that out there left, right, to make you see which one and which one you would be more apt to go with. Because Stitcher said they was in South Africa, in land.
Credo Boutois.
Yeah, right, Credo. Yep. Yeah, Credo been out there, and the Zulu, the whole ceremony shit is way better, way different than we can even imagine. They ain't for real with doing what they claim they had to do. So I just say this. Two stories, now look at the story. Where to go with that, really, would be in South Africa. Because what they saying, they ain't digging for gold, they digging for oil. So with oil, gold, think about that one. Because they flew it with oil. And that was the promise, for those of you know the Bible story, of Ishmael. His mama say they still will be kings and queens. Kings and stuff, and they will have the soil. That's where that oil at, they claim. Now, that's a story that goes along with the Akanaki story, but I'm putting this out there so y'all can see that it's a story that the British could not get in without the Arabic. I told you, I read it to you earlier. Everything is under Islamic control. When I said earlier, Islamic control. We said it to you, all the Coptic shit went from what it was into Arabic speaking. So we know now that Dr. Carl Anderson was not lying. Before you talk about reparations, you must ask Africa for reparations first. Otherwise, you wagging the dog. Wagging the dog. So how you gonna get anything from the group who ain't the major, ain't majorly responsible?
Or how about they're giving you a universal basic income, saying it's reparations, but the problem with that is people accepting it.
Right.
How the fuck
right.
you gonna just accept $500 and be? And people are actually doing that. They get
yeah.
their little I'm good after that.
Right. Think about it. This is a concept. Now I'm glad you say that because we have now, you heard the joke on there, they ain't get reparations yet. They laugh. Think about it. Akon and Vlad is laughing at Black America, actually. If you think about that, what they were saying, everybody got it except them. And then they go into saying, we don't even think about it no more. They don't think about slavery at all now. Slavery, the British, fuck the Dutch, fuck the French. They all are now fleeing to France. Most of them fleeing to France and Germany. All you got to do is go on immigration laws in Germany. Just go. Do me a favor, y'all. Y'all want to see where all the Africans going? Yeah, you thought they was coming here. No, man. They all in France, Germany, Belgium.
And I mean, with the military folks, how many people you know who got out the military and went back and moved to Germany? Soldiers
yeah.
did that.
Right. Yeah. Lived there. Stayed there.
Pussy galore.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how we supposed to look at all this now and say what's really going on. And I want y'all to know something. In reality, Germany still is in partnership with Russia. They can't not leave partnership because they get the gas from them. So you know it's a fake thing. Just be prepared for what they want to call global revolution means the United States must comply. I'm telling y'all straight up. That's what it means. You don't have to believe me. It's up to y'all. But just
drop
look
on.
It up.
Hey,
look
drop
it up.
On.
Jump in.
I wanted to comment on when they was laughing about that the Europe and the Jepsons and the last names.
Right.
See, all them last
yeah.
names. Them last names came from over here and went
right.
over to Europe and established whatever they had going on up there in Ireland and Wales, Scotland. Them was
right.
all black people. Before
right.
they look like what they looking like now. And right there at the Mediterranean Sea, what's that? North Africa, right?
Yeah, they couldn't get through that. They couldn't get through that without, that's called the, for
because
those
of
like
Rock of Gibraltar,
that,
because, yeah.
yeah Rock of Gibraltar, right. Sinbad,
yeah.
look at Sinbad. They couldn't get through the Rock of Gibraltar. Sinbad had to go through
well,
a bunch of monsters.
So that's
but
why.
Where
you
does,
got
where
the
does
people,
Nile River empty into?
Right.
Where does the Nile River empty into?
The Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean Sea.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
To go back to Akon, to go back to the Akon situation, I think we gotta look at that with a through a larger microscope, because I think it's just saying that the continent is open for blacks of America to come in, to go in and exert and take some advantages. And it
yeah,
shouldn't
so.
Be that with an apology. Is what happened is that it's the effort not to
no,
do that. And now
it,
you gotta be careful.
It would have been going on. It would have been happening.
No, listen. You gotta know why. You gotta know why it's not. Now I'm gonna refer to you guys if you wanna learn. If you really wanna learn something about what's happening, what's the hindrance. There's a brother by the name of Charles E. Campbell. He just released a book. You can get it online in audio form. The book is The Art of Black War Against
mm-hmm.
Black Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about
that's
those
your,
Greek letter. He talks about those Greek letter organizations.
Boulay.
That you all. You, yeah, you go.
Boulay.
But he go even deeper.
Well, I mean,
they've been the major hinder.
Know.
They've been the major hindrance in letting Black America
Man.
Spread its wing. Y'all don't want to. Y'all. So Coakley dropped the dime.
Coakley
dropped the dime.
Coakley fed us everything we need to learn. We just didn't go no further. We just played with it.
Well,
Coakley
get that book. The brother
yeah.
just released it. He's an accomplished
tell him to come
brother.
On. Tell him to come
his
on
name
the
is Charles.
So, I love that. I love he kept Coakley live. I'm glad he kept
definitely
Coakley
reach
live.
Out to him. His name is
yeah.
His name is Charles E. Campbell
yeah,
the third.
I beat him. That's
the name of the
like.
Book. The name of the book is called The Art of Black War Against
yeah.
a Black Enemy. Go look at it. You can buy it online for $9.99. It's an audio book. He's going to break. He's going to name them all the names.
I'm glad he's saying that because we need to know that you've been saying it. It's like, it's not a new that we've been doing it. The part is we're doing it such at a precision level that the masses we're getting to where a remnant only understand it. The masses are already taking a hook, line, and sinker. As only a remnant will even think about the concept of that maybe, just maybe, we was played. Everybody think it's okay. Yeah. What happened? So we at the point
you don't
where
know
now,
who's paying you.
Right, you don't know. So you said this a long time ago. You could have made the book yourself. You said, who our enemy? You showed the damn pillars up there in New York City. I mean, this is not new. This is like, to me, this is because black folks just catching up. When I hear people talk about what we talk about 15, 20 years ago, damn near 25 years ago in some cases, I was like, damn, I thought I was crazy. Well, what I'm seeing now, I'm vindicated.
Just like you said, Black Bond, when you tell us to look, who were the blacks doing some of that, participating in some of that stuff we forgot about? We don't feel the mention. This is the same thing. It's the same old place. Where we distracted from the real enemy. Because when we start peeling back those layers, we're going to come across somebody that looks just like us.
Just like us.
You're going to be surprised.
Because what I've been learning is I'm not surprised that when they got here, I told people a long time ago when I learned this, that the people in the books that's in the archives, French do not hide these black people. What happened is they under code. They under craft. You can't get it unless you're trying to seek it out. If you're stupid, they want you to stay stupid. They don't care if you don't look it up. But those who will look up, Obama might be the president. How do I know? He had two inaugurations.
Yeah.
He had two inaugurations. Yeah. Didn't we say that? We showed the dude who made the pyramid and the damn who went on Benjamin Banneker Bay. So when I see the black man is behind it too, what the fuck I'm supposed to say, y'all? Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Don't bring it up no more because black fuck. Come on, y'all got
that. And that's the book that we've yet to face, man, because we're so distracted, but then when we see that boogie man, and he's another nigga, he's going to be like, oh, shit.
Right, because that boogie man is there. Because think about it. Benjamin Banneker, everybody. Let's be honest. You think some dude going to start? They told you Masonically he was the martyr of the revolution. A black guy? And y'all didn't scratch your head and say, huh? You know, this is common sense that y'all ain't paying attention.
He built the clock over there called the Big Ben. He didn't know what time it was then. That's
right.
He was letting everybody know what time it is.
Right.
You know what
I
saying?
Don't even know. I can't figure
that
out
was,
how this is.
So that was the alliance with America. That was the alliance with America and Europe
and Britain,
all those northern countries.
Because
because that's closest to here. So you had to do business with them. That was the closest other than going down through Brazil and through
that's
Florida.
That's a second trade.
And they was taking us
from
over here.
It was Christmas Addicts. Christmas Addicts was the one who started
Christmas
the revolution.
Addicts. Yeah, Christmas Addicts.
Benjamin Banneker, he was the designer.
Benjamin Banneker, Frederick, and all of them are just symbols of black people who was in power
That was the side. They took sides with each other because once they got taking care of each other's business for each other, then they had to sit around what niggas do, what shit started to do. We ain't got shit else to do. I don't like that nigga no more. I'm sick of him. We done made him who he is now. Let's figure out a way to take his shit now. You see, that's what's been going on each side, on all sides.
Also,
is that what goes on right now today? We still
Now what changes is now this was gonna change. That's what we did the show. Chaos. See, when chaos comes, when you have to now scramble for real resources of how to bother, how to get back on what they do, a cyber attack on one of your areas that you think they may not try to do, and you lose all electricity, all area, all internet, and then you find out now they sending drones over your goddamn head. See, I'm trying to warn you about what's coming. See, they already know how this is going to play out. It's a game, y'all. It's Mortal Kombat. It's a game. And they're going to use
Every area, I tell you, that's why I say 10 regions, that has never been rescinded. The 10 regions have never been rescinded since the Nixon era. So they already carved up America. They already carved it up.
Already in place because we got drone, we got stealth flying over, you got Hawk helicopters traveling over cities at night.
Yep.
We are in the war.
Yeah.
Making sure that they keep everything in place.
In place.
So this plan will call by 2050. What you're talking about is the super rail that's going to run across because America's going to disappear cities. They're going to be regions. That's the agenda for 2050.
They're
going to
be regions.
Just go online and go to the
regions
2050, and you will see the whole map of the rail system that they're going to put across America and electronically control the people.
Yep. Now that's done. Now that how, I just want you to know though that concept of what we just said with the 10 regions was Nixon. What was black pop people? It happened during Nixon's time. He decided to make an executive order that he gonna make 10 regions controlled by. I won't even tell you who they're controlled by. Just they start with a V, and I'm like, wait a minute. When I found out about it late in my little life, I'm like, huh? You telling me Nixon divide the whole country up into 10 regions. Every region today got a capital, got a court system. For me to do my court, I got to go to Atlanta. That's where I get my jurisdiction at. So I hope y'all know where your jurisdiction at when it's time to come, because in the Republic, it is jurisdictions. That's why I say I don't know how black people can forget their own government. That's what has happened.
You're right,
your own government.
You got to understand, too, that what they did in re-regionalizing the continent made the capital where? In Denver. Where did Nikola Tesla create his invention because of the energy there that is in there? Why is it that Cheyenne Mountain has the biggest military base inside of it? Why is it that the Denver airport has a whole city up under it? The regions of the tunnel system that they're creating in order when things go down, they're going to go underground.
Hello, anybody there?
Cut off is after 1 o'clock, so they probably cut the board off.
Oh, okay. You didn't mention that.
Yeah, he did say, you know, that when after 1 o'clock, he only knows that they sometimes let us go an hour, sometimes they don't. They'll cut it off because he can't schedule it but 2 hours, 2 or 3 hours. But, you know, we're building on the right